CBS World News Roundup. A noisy reception in Rostock, Germany, as protesters mark the start of the G8 summit meeting. President Bush has arrived for the three-day session. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering and joins us live.
Nick, in advance of the G8 meeting tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Bush says he hopes it won't be a tense encounter. He says he'll make the case that the missile defense shield the U.S. wants to build in Europe is not a threat to Russia. But on the summit agenda, climate change is the top issue.
Most of you have heard the president repeatedly underscore the fact that the solution to climate change is through technology.
White House Environmental Policy Chief Jim Conanton says there'll be disagreement on details, but not on the overall commitment to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases. Live in Rostock, Germany, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
For a growing number of Americans, battling global warming begins in their own backyards. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan with the first of a three-part series.
Going green while you cut the green. More manual push mowers are being sold. No engine, no gas needed.
The cost of fuel certainly has got everyone's attention.
Jim Hewitt's the sales manager at the American Lawnmower Company in Shelbyville, Indiana.
We sell more real lawnmowers right now, manual real lawnmowers, than we did in the 1950s.
In Washington, D.C., Julia Lamb's been mowing her lawn with Muscle Power for years.
It just cuts down on noise pollution and the ozone.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Well, the war in Iraq has cost the lives of tens of thousands of civilians, and a U.N. report out today says it has now driven more than 4 million Iraqis from their homes. More than 2 million have fled the country, and the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees predicts the number will keep rising. The 10 Republican presidential candidates took their turns on a New Hampshire debate stage last night, and Iraq provoked some sharp jabs at the Bush administration.
Just for instance, Senator John McCain, though against pulling out of Iraq, saying terrorists have to be defeated there.
This war was very badly mismanaged.
And Rudy Giuliani on their party having lost control of Congress. The reason?
Republicans became Democrats.
Or as Congressman Tom Tancredo put it,
the president ran as a conservative and governed as a liberal.
Others trailing way behind in opinion polls did not get much airtime. Congressman Duncan Hunter chose to attack frontrunners Giuliani, McCain, and Romney.
I think the guy who's got the most influence right here with these three gentlemen is Ted Kennedy.
And on immigration reform, Jim Gilmore.
If we pass this bill and support it as Republicans, we will lose again.
Congressman Ron Paul said the Iraq war was a mistake and staying there is wrong.
It doesn't work and we have to admit it.
While Senator Sam Brownback proposed a war on cancer.
Ending deaths by cancer in 10 years. The leading cause of fear in America today is that you'll get cancer. And this is one that's actually within our reach.
Our candidates said they'll welcome the entry of an 11th man, Fred Thompson, though Tommy Thompson kept saying he's a tax-cutting former governor.
I'm the candidate, not the actor.
Religion played a role. Mitt Romney, when asked about his Mormon faith.
There are some pundits out there that are hoping that I'll distance myself from my church so that that'll help me politically. And that's not going to happen.
Mike Huckabee explained why he rejects evolution.
I believe that all of us in this room are the unique creations of a God who knows us and loves us.
Though if people believe we evolved from apes, he said that's fine. Dan Revive, CBS News.
A security breach today in St. Peter's Square. Guards wrestled a man to the ground after he jumped barricades and tried to climb aboard the Pope Mobile as Pope Benedict waved to the crowds. He didn't seem to notice as the incident unfolded behind him. It's 4 past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Doctors have now implanted a catheter into the chest of that Atlanta lawyer quarantined with a dangerous strain of tuberculosis. That procedure is aimed at making it easier to pump antibiotics into his lungs. Meanwhile, the third sputum test for Andrew Speaker has come back smear negative.
People ask me, well, with multiple negative smears, where would I place Mr. Speaker? And I would place him down at the not very infectious end.
Dr. Charles Daly at National Jewish Medical Center says Speaker could be allowed outside his Denver hospital room late next week, as long as he has an escort and wears a mask. The Senate debate over that broad immigration compromise has, as expected, sunk into bitter partisanship. Republicans and Democrats accusing each other of trying to squander chances of passing that measure. Our Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, one of nearly a dozen senators who crafted that measure. And the Federal Trade Commission says it will sue to try to prevent natural foods grocer Whole Foods from acquiring competitor Wild Oats. Lawsuits expected to argue the marketplace is defined by natural and organic food stores and not the broader supermarket industry. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, right now we've got a right lane stall southbound I-25 at 8th Street, so that's causing a bit of a snag there. Otherwise, pretty good start, although we have heavier traffic already southbound 25 from 104th to 84th, eastbound 270, I-76 to Vasquez. You have a nice drive right now along C-470 on the south end. No problems on I-70. High winds could be a problem for us all day, though, especially in the foothills and mountains where we're expected gusts up to 100 miles per hour. So you want to drive with caution if you're in a high-profile vehicle. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect today, up to 50 miles per hour in the city. Gusts could exceed 80 miles per hour in the foothills, over 100 miles per hour in the mountains, high of 81 tonight.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one. Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-557-1362.
I did not see the whole thing. But Greg, who emails the show on a regular basis and sends me information, sent this to me. Check this out. I think he's really got a good point here. This is about Tom Tancredo. Tom Tancredo said in the presidential debate, you have to cut your ties to the past. Has he ever attended a Columbus Day festival celebrating his Italian heritage? If so, he's a hypocrite. And Greg is 100% right about this. Has anybody ever noticed this? And I brought it up a lot. And I'll bring it up again. We have Jewish holidays. We have Irish holidays. We have Italian holidays. We have got African American holidays, which in a lot of ways are supposed to be American holidays. We have Christian holidays. We've got, depending on what part of the country you live in, for instance, if you live in Chicago, they have Pulaski Day, which is to honor the Polish general Pulaski. His first name escapes me. If you live in Salt Lake City, if you live in Utah, they have like a Founders Day, but I'm not sure if that's what it's called because I haven't lived there in a long time, but it honors the Mormons who came into the valley and founded Salt Lake City, which nothing wrong with that, and they have a huge parade every year. I assume that that still goes on. So we've got all of these things going on in this country that lend other cultures. But now there's this big push by certain people, including Tom Tancredo, and some of you, because some of you have sent me emails and have echoed this, about, well, if you're Latino, if you're Hispanic, if you're Mexican, lose your past. If you're Guatemalan, lose your past. Yeah, here's Tommy Marie Le Pen Tancredo. Check this out.
We are testing our willingness to actually hold on to something called the English language, something that is the glue that is supposed to hold us together as a nation. We are becoming a bilingual nation, and that is not good.
But study after study shows that second and third generation immigrants, kids, even illegal immigrants' kids, learn English. English is the universally accepted language of business. Example. And I never noticed this, but somebody gave it to me. And it's a good one. Grand Prix auto racing. Well, you're going to sigh. What does that have to do with it? Well, let me tell you what it has to do with it. By and large, the majority of people that are involved in that are not Americans, they're Europeans. There are one or two Americans that are involved in it. They race all over the United States. or I'm sorry, they race all over the world. They'll be in the United States here in a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and they also will be in Canada. But even if they're sitting in Dubai, or they're in Shanghai, over the team radios, in which the pit crews communicate to the cars, they speak what language? English. They speak English, because English is the international language of business. And why there's this insecurity about this, I don't have any idea. Except to foster hate and fear. That's what it's got to be. Because after all, you know, if you live in a truly free society, if you live in a democratically elected republic, then you should have the right to speak whatever language you want to speak. And if you can't get ahead, if you can't make connections, if you can't succeed because you can't speak English, then in this country, just as you have a right to succeed, you also have a right to fail. So you have a right not to participate. And there are communities across this country which are in which older people do not speak English, but they're insular, they're insulated. Now, we don't hear much about anything except Latinos and Hispanics, because we're in the Western United States. But if you live in places like Chicago, if you live in places like Detroit, if you live in places like Milwaukee, if you live in places like New York, you'll run into people, and my experience has been in the Polish community, you'll run into people in Chicago who do not speak English. And they always have one thing in common. They're older people. And when I say older, I'm talking about older than me. Their kids can speak English. And their kids' kids can speak English. But they can't speak English. So they have a tendency to do business, and they have a tendency to be involved, and they have a tendency to stay within, basically, for the most part, their own community, which is the Polish, what they used to call the Polish Triangle. Nelson Algren, the late Nelson Algren, wrote a lot about this. He wrote a lot about it in fiction, and probably the most famous fiction novel he ever wrote was The Man with the Golden Arm, which was then made into a lousy movie starring Frank Sinatra. But the book is quite devastating, and if you've never read it, and it caused a huge outroar, too, by the way, when it was published, because people of the Polish community and the Catholic Church and the Polish community got upset at his portrayal of Frankie the Machine and the downside of Polish life in the Triangle there in Chicago. And I guess what I'm trying to say here is that Tom Tancredo goes off on all of this, and as Greg points out, that why is it, and maybe one of you out there can answer this question, why is it everybody else can have their heritage, except if you're from Latin America or Mexico, like all of a sudden you're supposed to lose yours? That's meanwhile, while how many untold numbers of you this weekend and members of the American public will go eat Mexican food? What's up with that? We don't like the way you talk, but I like a taco. I mean, that's basically what it amounts to, right? How about some more chips and salsa? And by the way, can you speak English when you talk about that? How do you pronounce that? Can I have number 25, the order of tacos? The nachos? Can I have some nachos? I mean, it's bizarre. Is it insecurity? Is it fear? Is that what it is? What's motivating this? Insecurity? Fear? I don't know. I'd really like to know. This is an ongoing question with me. I keep asking it all the time. I don't understand the logic behind it. Water seeks its own level. What's the problem? As long as people aren't breaking the law. And I'll tell you something else, too. I keep hearing about, You know, these people are—they're coming here and they're driving the school system broke. They're robbing the medical system. They're killing the hospitals. Yeah, except you know what? There's no real exact evidence about that. And how do you think that compares with the tax breaks and the things that are going on in this country, vis-a-vis white collar crime, swindling, and financial hokey pokey that goes on? How does that measure up with the amount of resources that are being squandered and the amount of money that's being ripped off? How come we never hear anything about that? I'm just confused. 303-713-7600, 620, 20 minutes after 6 a.m., 760 Progressive Talk. Gina, keys in with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, so far we're in good shape this morning. Not a lot to be concerned with, just the usual heavier traffic southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen from Thornton Parkway toward 84th Avenue. Southbound I-25 right near 8th, you want to watch out for a right lane stall. It's causing a bit of a snag there. Otherwise, a decent ride, I-70 heavier now through the I-25 corridor, and no delays if you're further south. We're looking good through the Tech Center and along C-470. Weather outlook today, expect a high wind watch in effect with a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, low of 44, and currently mostly cloudy in 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival opening this weekend, June 9th and 10th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon for opening weekend. Buy one ticket, get one free. The Colorado Renaissance Festival, it's an adventure to the past. Opening this weekend, eat, drink, and be merry.
Sometimes all you need is Advance Auto Parts. Now through June 30th, all air filters are 25% off, including Purolator, K&N, and more. Save gas, save money, breathe easier. With a simple-to-install air filter from Advance Auto Parts, we're ready in advance.
622, 22 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We had a feature of the music of the Bee Gees this morning. Why not? They never get any airplay, right? Hey, Rockies Auto's got the largest selection of clean, late-model used vehicles in all of Colorado, including the 07s. This is a basic fact. You buy a new car, you take an economic hit, because when you drive it, it depreciates. I always laugh at people who try to look at cars in the way of being financial investments, because they're not financial investments. They're either need transportation or they're want transportation, and sometimes they're a combination of both. But the fact of the matter is that cars do depreciate. So what you want to try to do is you want to try to get the best quality for the dollar you spend, and you want to deal with people who will definitely treat you right. And that's what Rockies Autos is all about. Their matching down incentive is going on right now where you can save even more money. If you want something that sips gas, not drinks it, they have Volkswagen, Pontiac, Saab, Honda, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy, and that's just the beginning of what they got. That's just the tip of the iceberg. Get out there and see Tom and Marv Alshear, two of the nicest guys you'll ever deal with, or Spanky Herrera, or Freddie Lombardo, or Gerard Menard, or Johnny Mays, or any Juan, Adolf, any of the people at Rockies will help you out, and they'll treat you right, and that's what you want. You can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com, see the inventory for yourself, pre-qualify for a car loan, cut down on time, or get out there and see them. They're open tonight until 9, and every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. That's Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Not everyone can stream online music and video in a flash. Not everyone can watch their favorite movies and TV shows whenever they want, or their favorite team in high definition.
Unbelievable!
And not everyone can call long distance from their home telephone and never worry about the cost. When it comes to the best high-speed internet, digital cable, and phone service, not everyone gets it, but Comcast customers do. And right now, you get all three services for just $33 each per month for 1 year. Comcast high-speed internet is faster than standard DSL. Comcast Digital Voice will revolutionize your home telephone. And Comcast Digital Cable has on-demand, so you watch stuff when you want. Plus, we'll hook up two additional TVs with digital cable at no extra charge for 1 year. All three services for only $33 each per month for 1 year. In a word, Comcasting. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Not all services available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Offer applies to subscription to all three services. Call for details.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
disco. Top 40. Why not? 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Stand by, and I'll give you a chance to rip me off for $1,000 and a tire rim. The Bee Gees on cue. Oh, see, I can still do that. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6. Isolated Thunderstorms 582. Do you remember when radio stations used to give away, like, ridiculous stuff? And they'd make you be, like, call now. Be caller number 1,225 for a crack at the Q safe. And then, of course, the contest was fixed so that only a certain amount of people would win. And you'd call in and be caller number 1,225. And, oh, I'm sorry, John Turk of Highlands Ranch. You've come up empty, but try again next hour. Okay, anyway, we're talking about, right? Isn't that what they'd always say? We're talking about this idea that if you're Latino, you're Hispanic, or whatever the case may be, you have to lose your pass, as Tom Tancredo says. Of course, if you're Irish, we'll see you at St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, here's Tancredo on immigration.
We are testing our willingness to actually hold on to something called the English language. Something that is the glue that is supposed to hold us together as a nation. We are becoming a bilingual nation, and that is not good.
By the way, could you explain to me, too, if you believe in private enterprise, which I assume that Mr. Tancredo does, if I have a business and I want to have all my signs bilingual, why would anybody care? Isn't that my right? Let's go to Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. First-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
I'm like a fifth, sixth-generation Hispanic. I've lived in Colorado all my life, and I speak English and Spanish. And for them to come out and say something like that is just showing his ignorance as far as I'm concerned. You know, I get so sick and tired of them talking about the Hispanics and the Latinos coming in here, taking over the jobs. And the jobs that they're taking over, the American people don't want to work. If they don't want to work for these type of wages. But yet, nobody talks about all the jobs that are going overseas, and the high-tech jobs that are being lost here. And I'm an employee at IBM, and all the jobs are going overseas to India, China, and the IBMers are losing their jobs. It's not only affecting the employee, it affects everything.
I think people do talk about those jobs going overseas. What I find interesting is that the current crop of folks running on the GOP, including Mr. Tancredo, do not seem to ever want to talk about that, but that's because they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them.
That's correct. Exactly. So I just think that it's all a racial issue. It's not, you know, it's for generations and generations, people have got this certain mindset about Hispanics and Latinos, and it just seems like, you know, whatever happens, it just doesn't break. It don't seem like these people want to grow up and face the fact that we are a nation of multicultures.
Well, is it racism, or is it fear and insecurity, or is it all three?
I think it's racism. You know, you get one Latino that commits a crime, and it's a black eye for all Latinos. You know, you get a black man, a Native American, African American that commits a crime. It hits the front pages, and it's a black eye against all African Americans. It's a racial issue. It's not a fear. They've got nothing to fear.
Yeah, but when you have white collar criminals, or you even have Caucasians who commit crimes, people just kind of say, well, he's a criminal.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody, for instance, here's an example. Look at the Scooter Libby situation, okay? He's got to do 30 months in the can, but nobody's calling up any talk stations and going, oh, look, white people can't tell the truth. Look at this white man, right?
That's correct. Look at Tom DeLay. Look at
Well, look at Nacho here locally, right? With Quest. Nobody says, oh, he's a white guy.
And where did those articles hit in the newspaper, like way in the back pages?
Well, wait a minute, though. That's not totally fair. No, they've been on the front pages.
Well, not.
Be fair.
Well, you look at the article yesterday in Rocky Mountain News about Nacho. It was in the business section.
Yeah, but when he was convicted and when he went through that trial, it was on the front pages.
And I'm just saying, It's all a racial issue as far as I'm concerned. And I don't think they have any fear about anything. The Latinos are not going to take over this country. And it's all racial as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's paranoia. Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Good talking to you, Jay.
Okay, Bob. Thanks. Have a good day.
Bye.
I'm scared that the brown people are going to get me.
See, I don't understand what the hysteria is, but if you look back on the United States history, we've always had this in some degree or another. And it used to be the Irish, and it was the Jews, and it was the Polish, and it was the, who else? It's always been somebody. It's like we need this for some reason. And good example of insensitivity. First job I ever had on radio in Chicago. The program director of the FM also that I worked on also pulled an air shift. You know, back when they had really, when they had disc jockeys, not voice tracking. And the Pope was coming to town. And yes, he told a Polish joke. Boom, popped. But remember, depending on your age, remember when they used to tell Polish jokes when you were a kid? Did they do that when you were a kid, John? They tell Polish jokes? Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Now nobody tells them. I haven't heard one person tell me one in I don't know how long. Poles are accepted. They blended in. They're okay. So we've always had this. Now, to me, what's interesting to look at is why have we always had this? Why do we have a thirsty need to single people out and scapegoat them? What's up behind that? What drives that? I wonder about it. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. It's 6:32. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning, Jay.
Okay, Gina, what's your heritage?
Well, I've mentioned to you before that I have a combined ethnic heritage. But if I had to simplify it, my mom would be Anglo, and my father is of Hispanic descent. So I guess you could say I was half Hispanic.
You ever suffer any repercussions for that growing up?
I used to be asked all the time when I was, in childhood and in my teens, what I was.
Really? I guess we all get that, though, don't we?
I don't know.
Well, I guess the only way you could escape that is to be white and Christian.
Yeah, then I don't think you get asked.
But if you're anything else, you get asked. Like, when I was going to school. Why don't you celebrate Easter? What's wrong with you people? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You cannot go out with my daughter. Well, why? Because we don't want her dating Jews. Did you ever get that when you were a kid? We don't want our son dating somebody who is half Hispanic.
You know, I never did. I have to admit that my father was kind of the reverse racism. I mean,
he didn't want you dating white guys. No, your father didn't want
you
dating anybody.
Yeah, that's right. He would say, because I dated men of all ethnicities, and he was like, I don't really want you dating anyone that's Hispanic.
I don't want you dating any men until you're 50.
Well, I just thought it was odd that he didn't want me to date anyone who was Hispanic, and he was half Hispanic.
Why?
So,
why didn't he want you to date anybody who was Hispanic?
My dad is a very macho guy, and I just think that he was like...
Or was it that your dad didn't want you dating men, period?
I don't know.
Until you're like 50 years old. Like, John's going to have to go through that because John's got a daughter. John's already publicly told me, or privately told me, that his daughter will not date until she's at least 35. Am I right, John?
Chastity belt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, she's not going out with any guys until she's 35.
That could have been it.
Boy, I'm telling you, Raising daughters is tough. Because you got to worry about that stuff.
Whew. Yeah, he was always like, you know, I know what a guy's thinking. I was young once.
Yeah.
That's what he would tell
me. I know what you kids are up to. Assume the worst of everybody. That's like this Fox, it's like this phony debate thing that's going on in Boulder about the sex education panel. And assuming that all of the teenagers that were at that thing who heard all this talk, like, you're corrupting. You know something? Grow up. When you're like 15 or 16, you know about the birds and the bees. We're long past that now, okay? And it's like, oh, they're all shocked. The school grounds, talking about sex. Grow up, for God's sakes. All right, we'll take your calls on this whole thing about language and about Latinos. 303-713-7600, 636, 36 minutes after the hour here. Gina checks traffic.
Just the usual busy spots across the north sector. Eastbound 270 already stacked up from I-76 to Vasquez. Southbound 25 filling in from the Thornton Parkway toward 84th. And you can definitely expect those heavy conditions. Westbound lanes of I-76 approaching your I-25 merge. We have a three-car wreck. It's off the highway. Westbound 40th at Chambers. So just steer clear there. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect. Looking for a high of 81. Currently, it's mostly cloudy and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival opening this weekend, June 9th and 10th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon.
Attention shoppers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it is battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping cart. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
What will fans of Harry Potter do when they reach the end? Lemony Snicket's fans have already experienced that most unfortunate event of all. But right now, James Patterson's Maximum Ride is just taking off. James Patterson, America's number one storyteller, brings you the fastest growing adventure series in America, Maximum Ride. The first two books were 54 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. In stores today, Maximum Ride, saving the world and other extreme sports.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, what happened to my peaches? I want to hear Nights on Broadway. What happened to my Nights on Broadway? I'm going to play the Bee Gees this morning. 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high of 82. Okay, yeah, over two. Boy, I miss Top 40 Radio, don't you? Call me now on the Q ripoff line.
You told me you hated disco, so I didn't know if you were serious about the Bee Gees thing.
I don't know. I just think it'd be nice to play something different in the morning. What's wrong with it? Which is the Bee Gee that sings like he's inhaled hydrogen or something? Is that Andy? Okay, maybe somebody that sent us an email knows. All right, let's get back to this whole thing about Tom Tancredo's assertion that you need to cut your ties to your past and about Latinos and Hispanics. Boy, I love that song. We play it like every break. That speaking Spanish, this whole thing about culture. You know, stop waving those Mexican flags. You know, get out of here if you're from Guatemala. Like, lose your culture. So what are we really saying here? Are we really saying, like, let's be white? Everybody has to be white? Or how about this idea that we've gone through this with every generation of people who have come here? I mean, we did it with the Irish. We did it with the Polish. Okay, why is there something that we have to have this? Why do we have to have? Why do we have to single people out and they have to go through this? It's almost like you have to go through an initiation rite of some sort of weird kind of thinking and discrimination in order to be accepted into the American club. I don't, you know, why do we do this? 303-713-7600, David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760.
Is this the purveyor of perspicacious perceptions?
That's too complicated for me, man.
Okay.
I can't speak good enough English. You need to say that in Spanish.
Unfortunately, if it was French, I took French in school, but I did not take Spanish. But, you know, this whole thing, I think it goes back to, we've talked in the past about the consumer culture and how if the messages from advertising and from the economic powers are that you need this product or service to feel good about yourself, and that's like a perpetual state of insecurity. Well, it's part of it's that, and part of it's social control. You know, if we can keep people divided, they won't see the little man behind the curtain and the manipulation that's going on in terms of the power that's being taken away and eroded slowly but surely.
Okay, two things. One, I like consumerism. Because I'm a big consumer.
I am too.
And two, I've heard that division argument before. But, you know, there's also something inherent here where we have some kind of, like, insatiable appetite for this stuff. It's like we like it like chocolate pudding. I mean, we're just into it, you know? And it plays so well. And the thing I always want to ask some of these folks who make these comments, like, do you call the local radio station or write the local op-ed column or talk to your friends and, oh, damn these people, why don't they speak English? And you get into that whole shtick, and then, like, you go to a Mexican restaurant and, I'd like an order of tacos, please. Like, in other words, what's up with that?
Well, I still go back to it's insecurity. I mean, we do it at work. You know, it's the male thing. You know, I just got a new car. Come out, look at my new car, and then you walk away thinking, geez, you know, I got to get a new car. I got to get a new stereo or whatever it might happen to be. Or we sort of jokingly put each other down. Hey, look at Tom. He's wearing that pink shirt. You know what that means? You know, and stuff like that. And so you feel good momentarily, because you put the other down or you one-up them. But then all that is masking what's empty inside of you, and you're not coming to grips with it. You're using the put-downs, you're using food or some other addiction or whatever it is. You're just not dealing with who you are and why you're here.
So the people that are doing this are empty inside is what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that could be one of the reasons, yeah. It could also be how you were raised. You know, if you were raised in a family where there were, you know, the N-word was being tossed around, and these comments by your parents were reflective of putting other people down, then you probably didn't know any better until you got a little bit older and had some experience. So part of it's your upbringing, I'm sure.
Well,
and I still think it's insecurity. I really do.
Is that wage insecurity? Is that job insecurity? Because, you know, I always want to say, if it's wage insecurity and it's job insecurity, okay, we're all job insecure in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
Look how many times people change gigs. And then on top of that, listen, if you get pushed out of your job because of that, well, in the end, like, whose fault is that?
I was, several years ago, I was passed over for a promotion, and it was given to a younger woman, and I was really ticked about it. and, you know, wrote letters to the company and, you know, did the things that I had to do to come to terms with it. But, yeah, that stuff goes on, and you just it all comes down to what do you want to tolerate and what do you want to have in terms of peacefulness in your life. And if you want to spend your time and energy and focus on that kind of stuff, that, you know, I said to you the other day, that's your choice.
Yeah, I'm not saying we don't need to solve the immigration problem. I'm not saying that we don't need to solve the border security problem. I'm not ducking out of that at all. What gets me about it is this continuous drumbeat of all these weird falsehoods, you know, of like, cut the ties to your past. Oh, okay, right. Hey, Dave, thanks, man.
Hey, take care, Jay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Lee in Aurora. Lee, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Doing good. I think it's a, personally, I think it's a combination of racism, and I also think it's a matter of ignorance as well. I think that what happens with a lot of people is they don't do anything as far as checking into history, going into the Library of Congress, and figure out what Hispanics have done for this country. A lot of it, if people actually looked, the Spanish language has been here almost a full century before English ever arrived here. People also don't realize that Mexicans and Spanish fought in the Revolutionary War. Spain and Mexico combined contributed over $140 million to the Revolutionary War. They put those dollars in today's figures, that's an enormous amount of money. They don't also realize that there's been over 39 Medal of Honor winners in fighting America's wars. I think ignorance is a big part of it, and I think that television and cinema have portrayed Hispanics as lesser than the Anglo soldier. You don't see them in the movie being heroes.
I think you're right about that. I think a lot of that has to do with it. You know what also I think, too? I also think that that there's something about us, there's something about this where selective outrage works. For instance, you can be out. Here's what I get all the time. These people are breaking the law. Yeah, but wait a minute. There are people in higher places who control more, who have bigger influence, and they're breaking the law. And yet, there's not a lot of outrage about that. There's not a lot of discussion about that. It's like we are keyed in on this. And then you also have the added component of how many of us eat in restaurants? How many of us have people who do yard work or clean our houses or we've talked about this, who do all of these things, or we consume produce or whatever the case may be, and we don't bother to ask.
No, white-collar crime in this country is acceptable. Blue-collar crime by lower-class whites or blacks or Hispanics is not acceptable.
You know something? I think you're absolutely right. I think it's one of the best statements I've ever heard on this radio station, to be honest with you. I think you're absolutely right. Because, you know what, quickly, before I go to traffic here, look how many people commit big white-collar crimes, go to jail, or get community service, or whatever the case may be, and then they're rehabilitated, and they're accepted into society. And it's no problem. And they show up on television, too. Right?
You bet. Thank you, Jay. Have a great morning.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks a lot. Boy, I wish I could take that comment and save it and play it back every time we have one of these discussions. What a great comment from Lee. 6:49, 49 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, the biggest issue right now is a three-car wreck that we had at 40th and Chambers off the highway in Aurora, so just steer clear of that intersection if you can. Otherwise, we're just getting heavier traffic across all of our highways, but especially on that north side of town. Southbound I-25 really stacked up now before the Thornton Parkway toward 84th. Of course, you're going to get the same thing if you're headed toward downtown. Southbound I-25, 38th to Spear. Weather outlook today, expect a high wind watch to be in effect throughout the day. Could see some very high winds in the city and especially in the mountains. High of 81 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, little windy, low of 44. And currently, it's mostly cloudy, breezy, and 62. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need a Father's Day gift idea on the go? You'll find dozens of popular gift cards at your neighborhood King Soopers. Choose from some of it.
Attention, shoppers.
Lovers, there's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's traveling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Sleep. My sleep number is down to 75, and that's because of my weight loss, and I get a great night's sleep every night. Are you still convinced that this bed will help you sleep better? Well, you know what? Let me give you this. Listen to what this Sleep Number bed owner has to say. Greg wrote this letter. We bought our Sleep Number bed 6 years ago and will never go back to conventional beds ever again. I sleep through the night, whereas before I would be up 7 or 8 times. I don't wake up with back or leg pains like I used to, and I can't describe the simple comfort it gives us, not to mention that my wife and I can individually adjust our beds to suit us. It is the greatest. How about that? So, you know, I know this bed is a great answer for a perfect night's sleep for you and your loved one, anybody really in your family. And unlike most other mattresses, Sleep Number beds come with a 20-year limited warranty, a 30-night in-home trial, and have been named a Consumer Digest Best Buy and are backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. So get into a Select Comfort store nearest you. There are Select Comfort stores all over the Front Range, including into 12 major malls, Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek Mall, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new location at the 29th Street Mall.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth and we'll send you a free information kit including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 800-900-0427. That's 800-900-0427. 800-900-0427.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Live, local, and progressive. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Four minutes. Listen to that falsetto. Alright, it's 6:54, 54 minutes after the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. Back to the phones about this and about speaking English and about the whole thing about how Latinos, oh, you got to lose your past. According to Tom Tancredo. Of course, you're Irish. No problem. Let's kiss the Blarney Stone. Morris in Denver. Morris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hello?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Morris. I was wanting to make a comment about that.
Sure.
unfortunately, it's just, you know, in America, there's just, I don't know how to just say it, but just be blunt. It's just too many white people just take for granted that it's just like, you know, that this is their country for some reason. And, I mean, because you look at a lot of things that, like, we call American tradition or just been carried over, and no one kept calling it, like, either English or French. I mean, I know people that celebrate Bastille's Day, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. You're right. Bars usually use that as a way to promote liquor sales.
And, you know, you have, you know, as you said about the whole Easter thing, that's a Judeo-Christian. But it's just like the minute someone who does not happen to be from Europe tries to, like, you know, add their little stitch in this patchwork we call America, all hell breaks loose.
Well, we're gonna talk about this next hour, and maybe for a couple hours. We're gonna have the executive director at the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashid, here, and that's another sensitive point with a lot of people, that Muslims are A, terrorists, B, get that Arabic or Persian or whatever it could be, get that writing off your sign, right?
And the crazy thing about that is I thought that was just kind of like so tragically funny. It was like during September 11th, you start seeing a lot of violence enacted against Sikhs who are from East India. And the Sikhs and the Muslims don't get along. But just because they happen to bow their hair because of their religion, they automatically get equated as being Muslim. And it's just, you know, for a country that's so, like, geographically and culturally challenged as we are, to try to, you know, rush your judgment on anything is just crazy. I mean,
well, it is nuts. And how about this idea too? Here's another one. Go to Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and in the mood for some Asian food? Want to get some Chinese food? Let's go to Chinatown.
And no one knows that Chinatown has been here. It was one of the longest communities
here
in America.
But you know, in Chinatown, for instance, in San Francisco, when I lived there, there were tons of people there who spoke Chinese, but nobody ever ran around and said, "Stop speaking Chinese, start speaking English."
But they did have that whole issue with the rat tail, back in the 1800s.
Oh, yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is the language situation here was not like a major deal, and plenty of English-speaking Caucasian Anglos would be going down into these Chinatowns and buying stuff and eating food, and it was never any big deal. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, well, you better speak English, and it's now all of a sudden it's like some big deal, and it's ridiculous. Morris, thanks, man. I got to run. Thank you. Appreciate it. I got to go. Thanks. News. Then. Everything you wanted to know about Islam and a whole lot more next.
Jay Martin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
If you're an investor with at least $500,000 in investments, there are 8 common mistakes that could be costing you big money. Actually, not paying attention to this commercial would make it 9. Through his experience as a Forbes magazine columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments, Ken Fisher has identified 8 costly mistakes affluent investors make. The good news is, they're mistakes that can be avoided with the right information. Information that's now available to you in his free report, The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-500-3305, and it provides valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of 8 common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
AM 760
in HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in Rostock, Germany. In advance of his face-to-face tomorrow with Russia's Vladimir Putin, President Bush hopes it's not a tense meeting, but concedes it could be. Putin's been out of shape about U.S. plans to install anti-missile missiles in Poland. Mr. Bush says he does not regard Russia as an enemy or a threat. But stone-throwing protesters are viewed that way. They tried to breach the 7-mile-long security fence around the site of the G8, and police turned a water cannon on them. Topping the summit agenda starting this evening is global warming.
Now we have a good chance to share our technologies with the developing world to make sure that we're good stewards of the environment.
President Bush wants a global commitment to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases, but wants each nation to decide how to go about it. Live in Rostock, Germany, I'm Mark Noller. With more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
The latest report card on America's school children shows they are doing better on math and reading tests since the controversial No Child Left Behind law was passed 5 years ago. But Chester Finn and other education experts say it's not clear how much of that has to do with the law.
There are other reforms going on, like charter schools and vouchers. There's simply no way to prove that No Child Left Behind caused this.
Police in Overland Park, Kansas, hope a parking lot surveillance video helps them find an 18-year-old who was apparently kidnapped on Sunday. That video shows a man forcing Kelsey Smith into a car. Greg Smith is grateful that so many people who've seen the tape are calling with possible leads on his daughter's whereabouts, but waiting for a break isn't easy.
At least once or twice a day you have your breakdown where you just have to go somewhere and just let everything out. And then you pull yourself back together and remember that we're going to get Kelsey back. We need to find her. And you go out there and you keep doing what you got to do to bring her back.
Guards who protect Pope Benedict are breathing a sigh of relief. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has that from Rome.
Vatican security officers are questioning a young man who this morning jumped the protective barricades in St. Peter's Square and tried to get on Pope Benedict's Jeep. The Pope was waving at pilgrims from his white Pope mobile and appeared not to notice what was going on behind him. The man, whose nationality has not been released, was wrestled to the ground by Vatican security officers. The Pope continued his weekly general audience as normal. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
10 Republican presidential candidates who took part in last night's New Hampshire debate agreed on at least one thing. President Bush could be doing a better job. They took turns criticizing the president for the war in Iraq and another hot-button issue.
Immigration was predictably a major source of conversation. Most of the candidates broke with President Bush's compromise idea and struck common notes. Secure the border. Enforce the laws. Don't give illegal immigrants any special favors.
CBS News political analyst Jeff Greenfield. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 7 points. This is CBS News.
What's with the boxes, Earlman?
Just moving into Peterson's old office, Mr. Fernwell.
Well, I need this space for Bob from Account Temps. I want him to fill Peterson's shoes.
Good luck. That man had the biggest feet I've ever seen.
Bob from Account Temps knows cost analysis and budgeting inside out.
But he's a temporary.
We could hire him full-time.
Full-time?
And this will all be his.
Can I just pretend for a sec?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Yo, so what'll it be?
A dozen pork chops, a couple of those strip steaks, 2 pounds of kielbasa, and a half ton of peace of mind.
That's it?
What if you could buy peace of mind? Well, you can with Ford Lincoln and Mercury certified pre-owned vehicles. Because we notice everything. Everyone must pass a 115-point inspection. You even get a vehicle history report. And it's all backed by our 6-year, 75,000-mile warranty coverage. Now that's peace of mind.
And I like some pride of ownership, too.
See your dealer for limited warranty coverage details or visit FordCPO.com.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the doctors for that Atlanta lawyer quarantined in Denver with a dangerous strain of tuberculosis says he has a relatively low chance of spreading that disease.
We want to see someone with drug-resistant TB have 3 negative smears. We have that. And we would like them to be on therapy for approximately 2 weeks. After that period of time, we feel comfortable letting these patients leave the room for brief periods to get outside for sunshine with an escort and with a mask.
Meanwhile, people who flew with Andrew's speaker, not out of the woods yet. It can take up to 2 months for TB to show up in testing. The 10 Republican presidential candidates are distancing themselves from President Bush. At their debate in New Hampshire last night, they spoke of what they would do differently on a host of issues, including Iraq.
That the surge is apparent that it is not working. I did not support it. I hope to God it does work. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we pacify Iraq.
Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo also blasting Mr. Bush's proposed immigration reform bill which is looking more and more to be dead on arrival in Congress. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Spot to avoid eastbound 285 or Hamden, just between Federal and Santa Fe. We had a garbage truck roll over there. Separate crash in the backups. That is the major holdup. So UC 476th Avenue is your major arteries around this. We have a lot of debris in the road, and it could take a while to clean up. Again, that's eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe. 225 filling in now on the northbound side. I-6th Avenue, southbound lane stacking up Colfax to Mississippi. Security wait time at DIA, 15 minutes. Weather outlook today, a high wind watch in effect with a high of 81 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, still windy, going down to 44 degrees. And currently, it's mostly cloudy in 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says, take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a Focus or Ranger for just $99.88. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. So get your 07 Focus or Ranger today for just $99.88, only at Freeway Ford at I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford at 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
Sometimes all you need is Advance Auto Parts. Now through June 30th, all air filters are 25% off, including Purolator, K&N, and more. Save gas, save money, breathe easier. With a simple-to-install air filter from Advance Auto Parts, we're ready in advance.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Top of the morning to you, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. Should be a nice warm day, and the thunderstorms will be isolated, only about a 40% chance. Hey, Barack Obama's Walk for Change is coming up, and participants will canvass through the streets of Denver to talk about Obama's campaign to change politics. When's that going to happen? It's going to happen this Saturday, June the 9th, 9 a.m. Starts out at South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For more information on this, visit am760.net. I'll be there. I'm going to pass out the brand new AM760 bumper stickers that say it's our flag, too. This is my little project to reclaim the American flag on behalf of everybody, not just those who sit politically on the right. And I've talked about this a lot. We just need to end the constant caricature that is put forward about a lot of us, that we're not patriotic, that we are ashamed of the American flag, that we, well, you know the list, I don't have to tell you, and if you're one of the few conservatives that we might have listening, you need to know that those of us who think the country ought to be on a different direction, that we're just as patriotic as you are, and we have allowed certain members, well, a lot of members of conservative right-leaning organizations to characterize us as not being patriotic and basically as evil. I mean, if you listen to the presidential debate last night, several of the candidates made comment, well, he's governing like, talking about George W. Bush because they're running from him as far as they can get. Well, he governs like a liberal. Oh, you know what? Come on. I mean, how long are the American people going to accept that? There are good and there are bad leaders. There are good and there are bad people. And it doesn't make any difference what your philosophy, well, it doesn't make any difference what party you belong to, I guess is what I'm trying to say here. But this idea that take that word liberal or take that word to anybody who considers themselves to be on the left, and all of a sudden it's like this bad connotation. And they were doing it last night. I also find it very interesting that Tom Tancredo last night was saying about it, well, I don't support the troop surge. Oh, really? So are we supposed to buy that idea because you never spoke out against it? Not that I know of, and maybe he did and I never saw it. But it's amazing that all those guys stood up there like that and basically tried to move away from all of that. It just, what, you can't accept blame? because the head of your party? You can't accept blame? That the head of your party, that the people around the head of your party and the head of your party, that they just can't govern? Accept blame for it for once. Be a stand-up human being. I accept blame for the mistakes we've made. All right, it's 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's welcome to the program the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashid. And Taj, did I say your name right?
Yes. Our last name is Ashahid.
Yeah. Ashahid. Yeah. Well, I didn't get an award for getting your name right. Well, okay.
That's okay.
I blow everybody's name, and I thought maybe I'd get out from underneath it this time. All right. I'm glad you're here. I love doing these kind of shows. I love talking about this stuff. Religion fascinates me to no end. And also, I really, really, really believe, from the bottom of my heart, that a lot of what has been said, and a lot of what is said by people about Islam, is, one, not true, two, not based on fact, and three, I don't even have to go through one, two, and three. It's just wrong. So, first of all, let's talk about you. Let's talk about your background. Let's talk about who you are.
Sure.
Okay. You were born in the United States.
Yes.
You are not from another country.
No.
Okay. How long have you been Muslim or Islamic?
I've been Muslim almost 15 years now.
Okay, what attract? What were you? Were you either no religion, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist? What were you before that?
I think I went back and forth between Christianity and no religion. I was raised with a Christian background. Both of my grandfathers were church clergy. My mother's father was a Baptist minister.
Okay.
And then my father and his family are raised Catholic. So I kind of had a mix of at least two denominations. But I think, you know, when I hit about 17, 18, I think I was, I went through the atheist stage, really just questioning religion in general and then kind of questioning the belief in God itself. So I kind of went through that phase for a few years, but I kept that search still. Because religion, I think, just like you, it really fascinated me. I always wondered, why did people have religion? You know, it seemed like this was something that was a constant, in our history, in our human history. So that was something that I kept investigating and looking into and learning about and studying. And when I was 23, I started studying Islam. My first experience in that was, wow, I'm learning something that's not what is usually portrayed in the media, on TV, on television. And the more I learned, the more I just absorbed and answered a lot of the questions that I think I had inherently and spiritually. So once I felt I was at that point, that's when I, fully embraced Islam. So that was 93. So, yeah, I was 23 years old then.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that because I can't seem to fully endorse or accept anything. I'm Jewish, but and I'm proud of that, but I have my ups and downs with that, and sometimes I think there's a God, sometimes I don't think there is one. Half the time, I can't really figure out if there, and I've asked this question on the air a million times, if there's a God, okay, why all of this?
Right.
But all right, so you felt attracted to Islam, you became involved with Islam. Now, without saying where you work, because I wouldn't, get my employment out. But I don't care what religion you are. But what do you do professionally?
I work in market research. So
okay.
I've been in market research primarily, on and off, but primarily since 1996. So.
All right, and your age is?
I'm 37.
Married?
Yes.
Kids?
Yes.
How many?
I have a daughter, 10 years old, and then I have four stepchildren.
Okay.
So five altogether.
All right, five. Would you consider yourself to be, because I would consider you to be, well, but then again, I don't know. Maybe you don't consider yourself to be, because I don't consider myself to be, but do you consider yourself to be an average American?
Absolutely, yeah. I'm Yeah, pretty much American born and bred, apple pie hot dogs, that type. Well, turkey hot dogs, but.
Well, nothing wrong with that,
yeah,
man.
No.
You don't got to, listen, you don't have to be in Islam, not, you know, to eat turkey hot dogs, trust me.
No, I know. I'm just your typical American, really. I just happen to be a Muslim.
Okay. Now, you know that there are a lot of negative things said and implied in the media about Islam and about Muslims. You know, I don't need to name all this stuff. I mean, you know what's out there because you obviously consume the media just like the rest of us. How does that make you feel, and what's your response to a lot of that that's said?
Gosh, I think, you know, it really runs the gamut of emotions, and especially depending on what is exactly being said. But I think overall, I always have a sense of frustration because, you know, I usually internalize it, and I take my own experience and how I learned about Islam. It felt like I was enlightened just in regards to just information. You know, I really felt enlightened, and I realized that what I had heard and what I saw was not really what was going on with the religion itself. So, and so when I hear the comments and I hear the people's perspective that's really anti-Islamic, there's a sense of frustration there, and I would just wish that people were more educated and a little less prejudicial.
Okay, let me run some things by you. Islam is a fundamentalist, backwards religion that does the following: endorses violence, oppresses women, hates Christianity, hates Judaism, and finally this one, which really always cracks me up. Okay, given the choice between embracing the United States of America and Islam, you will embrace Islam and sell your country out for some greater Islamic jihad. You've heard that. Okay,
yeah.
Your reaction to all of those things.
Well, you know, I'd be foolish to say or portray that those things don't happen within the religion. But I think it would be even equally foolish to imagine or state that it's singular to Islam. I mean, there is oppression of women in all cultures, even non-religious cultures. In some way, shape, or form, you can see women oppressed all over the world. You know, we say it's backwards, and that's more because it's, you know, when people think Islam, they think Arab or Arab countries and many other countries that happen to be economically, you know, they're struggling economically and certainly don't compare it to our country in that regard. So we tend to say backwards. But, you know, the whole thing between religion and, you know, patriotism, you know, for me, it's an apple and oranges issue. My religion is my faith and what I believe in, especially my relationship with God. Where I'm born and my nationality and my patriotism doesn't always have to do, at least in my opinion, doesn't have a lot to do with my faith. And because of that, in a lot of ways, it's compatible. I'm fully Muslim, 1,000% Muslim, but I'm 1,000% American. And I love the ideals of my country based on. I love living here. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else, to be quite honest. And so when people generalize that and they, you know, think that in order for me to be Muslim, I have to reject America, that's, you know, unfortunate that they think like that. It's totally ignorant, to be quite honest. And there are many, there are millions in this country, millions of Muslims who live that. They're fully American and fully Muslim. It's an apple and oranges issue, and sometimes, you know, just like fruit, we throw it in the same basket, and, you know, we think it's the same, but it's not.
All right, 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Our guest is Taj Ashaheed. Is that right?
Ashaheed. That was perfect, Jay.
You know, I'll give anybody a job in radio, man. Have you noticed that? You notice that? Even if you can't talk, you'll get a gig. And he is the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. We're talking to him about Islam. If you want to jump on the phones and you want to ask him any questions, 303-713-7600. So you can do that, or you can just sit back and listen to the conversation. But we're going to try to find out everything we possibly can about Islam. And if you have any questions about it, 303-713-7600. And by all means, please, I mean, bring your stereotypes if you've got them. Yeah, bring them to the...
Oh, no. What's the matter? Look, another LeafGuard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say LeafGuard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not LeafGuard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Icon also has the newest technology, like Intralace and Bladeless LASIK. So learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK by calling right now, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter C-O-N, or I'm sorry, that's I like the letter Denver.com. Okay, let me run that by again. It's Icon, like the letter I, C-O-N, Denver.com. Icon. Great folks.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Flying from Denver to Oakland? Southwest Airlines can get you there nonstop starting June 17th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
I'll identify myself as an evil conservative who nonetheless enjoys your good humor and your point of view. I like listening to your show.
Randy Rhodes.
Yeah, or I'd rather talk to you than...
I want to be polite.
I know, but they've trained you so well in conservative talk radio. Now, the rules there don't apply here.
They're more fun than most of them.
Of course, because being a liberal is freeing. It makes you funny.
Randy Rhodes.
I'm very grateful for who I am.
Weekdays at 4.
I'm really disappointed that we agree fully.
On AM 760.
I don't know what to say.
Progressive Talk.
After 7, isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. Ooh, good choice, Mr. Turk, of music. Okay, the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashaheed. Oh, I got it.
Bingo.
Bang, give the man a cigar. All right, 303-713-7600, and let's mix in some phone calls, and then, you know, I'll ask you some questions, and listeners can ask you questions, and I really want to get everything or as much as we possibly can out on the table.
Okay.
And get like all questions answered. Leave no stone unturned.
All right, we'll try our best.
All right, let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Sure.
And good morning to you, Mr. Ashaid. I hope I got that right.
Yes, perfect, John. Perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. We'll just get right down to it. With the national, and of course, you being an American, you can be familiar with this. With the undertone of American perception, what they are. What are the idea of a basic tenet mistrust of the Jewish and Israeli and Western civilizations come from? Is this a historical or a cultural phenomenon? Is it recent or is it rooted in history?
I would say it's, you know, both historical and cultural. It's definitely historical because you can go back many centuries and see some sort of conflict, but I think when we look at a lot of the conflict, especially, you know, the contemporary sense, we can see it's very political and sort of limited in terms of, you know, how long or how far back it's gone. So, for example, historically, there were times when there wasn't the animosity. You had a lot of cooperation, especially between Jews and Muslims. Spain, it was a perfect example. Classical Spain was a perfect example, especially when places like Cordoba were primarily Muslim, and they became havens for Jewish communities who, at that point, you know, they were conflicting with Christians and felt that they could take safe haven in Muslim communities or Muslim-run countries. So so we can see that, you know, there is some historical animosity there, but I think what we look at today is more contemporary, definitely more political and or cultural.
John, does that answer your question?
It certainly does. Just one more quick one. Thank you very much for being so clear.
Sure.
These ideas are mostly driven by the media and just tone and rhetoric. Would you say that in the mainstream sense and Middle Eastern Muslim communities, is the rhetoric pretty much the same but just reciprocal?
It's a good question. You know, and to be honest, I can only give you my opinion. I think in a lot of ways it's reciprocal. You know, you say something bad about me, I'll say something bad about you. And when you really examine the arguments and you examine the history, especially, you know, if you're asking in the sense of, you know, Israeli, Palestinian or Arab or especially in that vein, a lot of it is reciprocal. Because you can go back to a period where you didn't have that animosity. So I think it's more of a tit-for-tat type of thing going on.
You know, I also want to point something out, John. If you go look at history, where you have extreme poverty and you have oppression, those are fertile recruiting grounds for radicalism. And now in 2007, this is fertile ground for radical Islamic thought, but if you roll the clock back and you go look at the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and into the 60s, you would see that that was a radical recruiting ground. Poverty was in third world countries was a radical recruiting ground for Marxist-Leninism.
The United States, of course.
Yeah, and then that's gone away. And so you have people who are trapped in desperate situations, and they're looking for some kind of an answer. And people of all views, you know, there are demagogues and everything. And man, you know, they'll seek to capitalize off that. They empower themselves, basically, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Now, when you say that, when you have nations that are impoverished and slightly, I guess, persecuted against... you could draw some correlations, I suppose, and the freedom that our country originally sought after, and that was freedom from government to worship. Now, could you? And a lot of these, you know, and I think a big misconception about Middle Eastern states and highly Muslim states is that they're all highly religious, in a sense that you know, the tenets of the religion, of the common religion, are built into the Constitution or what have you, the form of government. But from what I understand, a lot of these nations are secular states. They just don't appear to be from the images that we're shown. What is one way to combat that in this country in order to show that there are many states that are primarily Muslim that conduct business in a very Western Christian capitalist sense, for lack of a better term, sorry. What is one way we can combat that perception here in the States?
I think, John, it's one is education, and two, I think we have to promote, in terms of the media, I think we need to promote ideas that run counter to a lot of the controversy that we do promote. I mean, we love controversy. We love sensationalism. If we don't have something that's sensational or controversial to report, it's a slow news day. And I think that, you know, we have to promote, because there's certainly many examples in our country and in other countries where there isn't this extremist view, where there isn't, you know, a promotion of violence or hatred or animosity. I think that when we start doing that, then ideas of commonality, ideas that are of mutuality, I think, can come to the forefront. But, you know, it's something that we have to start doing, and so we have to kind of break that mold in terms of, you know, what we report and what we promote.
No, we need to start talking about other countries, like, for instance, Turkey, which is largely Islamic, but has a parliamentary democracy. But yet those people who get in the media and spread extremism never talk about Turkey. They're our NATO ally, for God's sakes. And then you've got other countries, too, that have extremely progressive Islamic populations, such as Indonesia. But that never gets talked about. John, thank you, man.
All right, thanks a lot. Have a great morning, guys.
Okay, thanks. Let me squeeze in one more quick one. Let's go to Ed in Lakewood. Ed, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a quick question. I just wondered, since he's a Muslim, what he felt about 9/11 in Iraq.
That's probably one of the most commonly asked questions, and I definitely appreciate that, Ed. I would say, I mean, really, in a nutshell, I didn't feel any more different than the next person. I was definitely appalled and shocked that something like this, you know, happened. And, of course, I think my feelings also ran a little bit different, because to find out that these were, you know, quote-unquote or self-professed Muslims, then, of course, then there's that. I mean, I'd have to be honest to say that there's a bit of defensiveness, because I know that what's going to come next, you know, and as we've seen, there's just this rise of, you know, Islamophobic thought that we have in our culture right now. So, but I was shocked and appalled. It's something that I know from a religious standpoint is totally unjustified. No one can ever argue, at least in my opinion, that there's anything in my religion that condones or even promotes an act of terrorism, and especially something like 9/11. So.
All righty. Well, thank you. I just wondered, that's what's so hard about these different religions. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm basically a Christian, but I have a hard enough time with the Bible. I can't imagine trying to read the Quran when it's, you know, I don't know if it's been translated.
Oh, yeah, I've got several English versions.
But anyway, I thank you very much, sir. You have a good day.
Thanks for your question. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ed. All right, we'll come back, 733-303-713-7600. We have the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. We'll ask about that, too, about that organization. Taj Ashahid.
Keep practicing, Jay.
Well, see, it's like if I pronounce it okay, if I do it all right, then you're let down.
Right.
Then you go like, oh, well, he's got it. There's no problem. But if I struggle with it all morning long, you know.
And I can appreciate the struggle. I can.
Yeah, you kind of dig it, don't you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, we'll come back and we'll talk more. We'll take more of your questions. But right now it's 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's get Gina with the traffic. Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. We had a couple of major eastbound delays. Crash activity eastbound I-70 at I-25. That's adding to the already heavy conditions we have extending from Federal toward the interchange. Still have a pretty big mess eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe. That's due to a garbage truck rollover. Separate four-car crash that we had in the backups virtually shut down those eastbound lanes, so I would plan on avoiding it. Again, those traffic backups extend to Federal, and that was eastbound Hamden at Santa Fe. Weather outlook today, that high wind watch in effect. We could get gusts over 100 miles per hour in the mountains, the high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, still windy, low of 44, and currently under mostly cloudy skies at 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Get out of your car and into a Porsche at Canyon Casino. That's right. Scream through summer in a Porsche from Canyon.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000. Including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are, they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I like orangutans and dogs, of course. No cats.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
I like guacamole. I guess really any condiment, since I don't even need the food, I just need the condiment.
Her Match.com username is NYC Ginger Girl, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Safe every time they get into a car. Safety experts agree that the major factors leading to a teenager's death on our roads are inexperience, alcohol, passengers, and cell phones. Decide as a family to talk about these issues and don't assume good kids always know the right thing to do. This is from the Fricke Law Firm in Denver. Call the Fricke Law Firm at 59 Legal. Serving you with fairness and integrity.
Sometimes all I need is the air that I breathe.
Sometimes all you need is Advance Auto Parts. Now through June 30th, all air filters are 25% off, including Purolator, K&N, and more. Save gas, save money, breathe easier. With a simple-to-install air filter from Advance Auto Parts. We're ready in advance.
When you have a family, it's always a good time to buy.
It's a great move-up market.
The interest rates are low.
It didn't make sense for us to spend the same amount of money renting something when we could own it.
Working with a realtor took all the guesswork out.
This is the best market in years in terms of choice.
Interest rates are at historic lows. Home choices have increased and prices are favorable. Every market's different. Call a realtor today.
If we didn't buy now, we would have missed the opportunity on this home.
Only realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here. AM 760 Progressive Talk, isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. We have the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashaheed. Ashaheed. Now you know this is going to become a point of joking between the two of us from here on out. So you can mispronounce my name, too. That's okay. May Jarvin or something, or whatever you want to call me.
Okay.
So it'll be fine, right?
Right.
Okay, you got any questions? 303-713-7600. Who on there looks interesting to you? Who would you like to talk to? Just give me a number and we'll do it.
Let's talk to JJ.
Want to talk to JJ?
Yeah.
All right, JJ. JJ and Golden, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning to both of you. First, I'd like to make a statement there. In that last answer you gave, you said that I don't remember the exact word of it, but in the Quran, isn't it taught that, that other religions and people are infidels? And isn't that in a way kind of feeding to violence towards other people?
Well, if I were to give the short answer, no.
Well,
if I were to give the short answer, if I were to give the short answer, I'd say no. But that it wouldn't. First of all, it's a good question. This term infidel is really more Western than anything. So if we were to translate the Quran, we would never use the word infidel. Also, really, the Quranic view about people that are outside of the faith varies, and it's really based on what their actual belief is. The Quran speaks very highly about Jews and about Christians. There is a lot of, especially in terms of Jewish history, and we share a lot of Jewish history, especially in terms of our view of prophets, things like that. In terms of how the Quran views non-Muslims, it varies. For a person who was a non-believer who went out of their way to attack the faith, and especially in a historical sense, then of course you're going to have a critical view of that type of person. But for the most part, you don't see a lot of the animosity that we see portrayed in the media in terms of the historical and the Quranic view of non-Muslims.
Very, very enlightening answer on that one. My question would have been for you is the division between Shiites and Sunnis seems to basically be based upon the apparent heir to Muhammad, if I'm not mistaken on that. I'm sure it's a little deeper than that. That's kind of a superficial way to put it. But I would ask, are you Shiite or Sunni or some other sect of Islam? And I'd like to know what's your feelings on that.
First of all, another good question. Personally, this is my personal philosophy in terms of how I regard the faith. I hate ever saying that I belong, to any particular sect. But in terms of, if I were to answer the question in terms of, how we compare Sunni and Shiite, I would say that I'm more or less, quote unquote Sunni. But I really try to avoid this idea of sectarianism.
Being labeled.
Yeah, because labels, these are the things that we use to be prejudicial and to foster hatred and ignorance amongst each other. So I hate labels, to be quite honest.
The division in Iraq, though, and the way that they're killing each other based on their sect, I guess, is just, to me, I just find it appalling.
Because in a lot of ways, Sunni and Shia, in terms of how we practice our religion, there's not much difference. There are some minor differences, but it began, as you said, as a split in terms of an opinion as to who was going to lead the community after the Prophet Muhammad. So that's not a religious, although it's, some Sunnis and some Shia would really view it as religious, but this was an argument that had nothing to do with the practice of the faith. There are a lot of things that happened over the centuries that, made the split a little bit wider, but those factors tended to be more cultural and also political. The fighting that you see in Iraq is strictly political, in my opinion. And I'm just really, quite honestly, as appalled, if not more, than you are.
Yeah, I think the division of the oil revenues is like really pushing a lot of that stuff as well. And then to me, it's just, I agree with you. Your answer was very good. And I think that it's more the religion and their beliefs are still in line, and that something as of who is going to be the apparent leader after, mm-hmm. after Muhammad, it just seems like so, I don't know. It's just undescribable that they would just slaughter each other over that.
Well, unfortunately, it's human nature. And the one thing that we have to, I know I remember, is that we're all humans. Even, as Muslims, we're human beings, and so we have those flaws. And we can join together on one thing and just as easily differ and argue and then fight over another. And Muslims have not been free of that any more than any other group of people.
Yeah, there's also that old statement by Karl Marx, which turns out to be pretty true, which is the oppressed become the oppressors, and you've got years and years and years of payback going on there.
Absolutely.
By Shiites against Sunnis, because Saddam Hussein was a Sunni.
If I could I squeeze in one last one as well? What do you feel about the the lack of involvement of Sunni nations getting involved in any kind of real numbers, like Saudi Arabia or as these sectarian killings and stuff go on. What's your opinion on the way that these other Sunni nations have kind of just stood back and let it go on? And if they're involved, it's more black market kind of stuff, funneling in funds or weapons and things like that, instead of taking a stance and defending the Sunnis of Iraq.
I think, you know, when you look at things like that, there's always this idea of self-interest. And no matter what, you can have various Muslim countries who are united in their religious views, but they have their own self-interest. And so you will see things. I mean, Iraq is not the first example, but you can see many examples, unfortunately, historically, where Muslims have had trouble and could have used the aid of other Muslim countries, and it just never came. And that's because, hey, just like human beings, we're self-absorbed. And if it doesn't, you know, doesn't benefit me, or you know, then I won't get involved. And that's another, you know, unfortunate side of just being human. Really.
All right, JJ, I appreciate
your candor, and thanks for doing what you're doing. I think it's a great thing. Thanks, Jay. You have a good day, sir.
Yeah, JJ, you too, man. Thanks. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Barb in Littleton. Barb, you're on AM 760. Thanks for waiting.
Well, good morning, and thanks for letting me join in.
Sure.
I watched the debate last night, the Republican Party, and there was an awful lot of emphasis on how religious you are and how you take in God or how you express your religious beliefs, and that's almost a litmus test now for the Conservative Party. And I'm about as centrist as it gets, and I can't seem to pick a party because neither party seems to be satisfying me. But I think the one thing that concerns me the most is not enough language speaking out about this business of good and evil. And all of these religious sects all over the place have a notion of good and evil, and if you don't believe as we believe, then you're evil. And that's, you know, the jihadists are over there saying that, and, you know, we're saying it over here in America in our version, and it's very frightening to me. And I think I tend to write a lot of letters, I write articles, I read a lot of magazines, I speak out as much as I can about shut up and enjoy your religion as you see fit and allow others to do the same and go after God in the way you see fit, because truly it comes from within, does it not? And so I get disturbed when I see these councils, a Muslim council, you're speaking out right now, but you're not speaking out as a unit, a group. Terrorism is not okay. It is not okay to kill in the name of God. Where are all the published works? Where is all the big speaking out that this is unacceptable? We can talk about the Muslim language being wonderful in some areas and not in others, as Christianity or Judaism and all the rest are the same way, but if there isn't enough language speaking out that this is unacceptable, then all the councils in the world aren't going to do a thing to change anything. Nobody's speaking out.
All right. Let's see what Taj has to say.
I think that's a fair question. And one... I get asked all of the time. It's almost become a mantra in terms of where is all this speaking out? And to be quite honest, you know, it's there. We're just not listening. And it's a huge frustration for myself as a Muslim, and for, you know, the council that I represent, and for many Muslims in our country. We get asked the same question: why aren't you speaking out about this? Why are you not speaking out against terrorism and violence and things like that? And my response is we continue to speak out, and we're just not necessarily promoted. There are many published works. You can go on any of the major Islamic groups, especially in this country, and you can go on their websites, and oftentimes right there on the homepage, you will find issued statements, press releases, things like that, that condemn terrorism, that reject the notion, these notions of promoting hatred and I'm better than, you know, the holier than thou type attitude. They're there and they're still there. And it's interesting, you know, it's a frustration because we keep getting asked the same question, and we, you know, by our very nature, we speak out. It's just a thing of, again, promotion and what we do in the media in terms of, I mean, imagine this, you have someone like Bin Laden who's in a cave And he can make a videotape, and the next day it's on the air, on major news channels. But when we do something like, for example, you know, I'm involved in a food bank. We create, you know, I work with a volunteer group that does a lot of social activity because we want to promote the idea of our religion, especially in a social services type environment, to give people an idea that we're not about, you know, terrorism and things like that. But we can't even promote a food bank. We don't get a lot of, you know, feeding people is not as important as who we want to kill or who we want to bomb or who we don't like.
People is something that all the religions do on every level, so it's really not making you stand out.
Yeah, but they don't
get it.
But ma'am, hold on a second. But ma'am, you know what? They don't get Islam in the United States does not get one tenth of the coverage that extremists get. And
absolutely.
You know something else? You're leaving something out. One of the biggest tenets of Christianity is proselytizing. Now, we've got a guy who sits to the south of us who says inflammatory stuff in the name of Jesus every single freaking day on all of his radio stations and all of his affiliates and encourages hate.
Yeah,
I don't,
great.
I don't hear anybody stand. Where are all the Christians? How come they don't all stand up and say something about it? Where are all of them?
That's what my problem is. That's exactly what I started with. You watch the Republican debate, and they're out there preaching good and evil.
Well,
it's appalling.
What he's telling you is, and all you have to do is go look, is that the statements are there. But as somebody who's in the media, I can tell you right now, they don't get the coverage. The media. The media does
not
get the coverage.
I'm not talking about Bin Laden, and you know that's one leader out there. But I'm talking about grassroots level. Local leaders.
I'm going to say it again, ma'am. They do not get the coverage. They do not get the coverage or the attention by
the
media. No, they do not. You know what, ma'am? No, ma'am. I'm sorry. Ma'am, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry, but I have to disagree. They don't. Thank you for the call. Thank you. I urge you to check out the media and pay closer attention. 751, traffic will continue.
Thanks, Jay. Well, no change in the situation. We still have it tied up eastbound Hamden right near Santa Fe. That was due to that truck rollover. Lots of debris in the roadway there and another four-car crash that we had in the backup. So unless you want to be caught in those delays, you definitely want to avoid that stretch of U.S. 285 eastbound. Eastbound I-70, I-25 had a crash there. It was causing some slowing between Federal and Brighton. Of course, we have eastbound arteries stacking up, including 6th Avenue at I-25. Pretty decent, though, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Weather outlook today. Expect a high wind watch in effect throughout today and tonight. Looking for a high of 81. Currently, fair and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Pedal past the gas pump on Bike to Work Day, Wednesday, June 27th. To register for this free event, call 303.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I heard about a place that serves amazing homemade pie, just like my mom used to make when I was a kid, but I don't remember the name.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is
is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter? Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers in theaters July 4th.
Reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
If you're sick and tired of watching your hair get thinner and thinner, we're about to challenge everything you think you know about hair loss and hair restoration, because we're going to send you a free report and DVD that separates fact from fiction, so you'll learn the difference between bogus hair growth products and a proven medical solution, the world's only permanent solution, one that's affordable on nearly every budget, is used by hundreds of celebrities and professional athletes, and has been featured in Newsweek, The Wall Street Journal, and The New York Times. When it comes to hair loss, you're going to be blown away by what you learn, and you'll never look at hair loss or hair restoration the same way again. Call now for your free report and DVD. 1-800-700-1798. Come on, we dare you to call for the free report and DVD. Call Bosley today at 1-800-700-1798. It's time you rethink hair loss. For your free report and DVD, call 1-800-700-1798. 1-800-700-1798.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7:56, 56 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. Jay Marvin along with you. Barack Obama's Walk for Change coming up this Saturday, June the 9th, 9 a.m., South High School, 1700 East Louisiana Avenue. For more information, visit am760.net. I'll see you out there. You want your brand new AM760 bumper sticker that says it's our flag, too. I'll be out there handing them out. So we'll see you this Saturday. Plus, you can also come here to our headquarters on South Monaco, walk in, ask for a sticker, and get one of your own. Have it on your car now. You'll get fabulous reaction. At least that's what Mary tells me. All right, our guest is Executive Director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashaheed, and... see, I blew it and got it right.
Yeah, come on, Jay.
Well, can you stay for the next hour?
It would be my pleasure, Jay.
Okay, good, because we're starting to get up against the clock here. But I want to point out, the last lady who called in operating this food bank, you're not trying to do anything different. You're trying to do the same thing. You're just doing the same thing everybody else does, but yet it's really hard for good things, good works, by local Islamic organizations to get any kind of coverage.
Right. Something like that, again, it would be great for a slow news day. But, feeding the people is not, feeding the poor or helping the poor is something that is a common thing. It's one of the things that helped us start the food bank.
Right, but you just don't. Islam just doesn't get the coverage. Okay, hang on. And we'll come back. If you're on the line, hang on. We'll take your calls. You want to jump on and ask questions? 303-713-7600.
It's the 6th Annual Liberty Run, Walk, and Festival of Rights at Washington Park. There will be activities for all ages, food, beverages, and fun. We're defending our freedom on Independence Day. Proceeds benefiting the ACLU. Find more info on AM760.net.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz, and I'm a firm believer in preventive medicine. Here with me today is Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. It's estimated that the impact of treating stroke victims will be $2.2 trillion over the next 45 years. The emotional consequences are immeasurable. Getting a carotid ultrasound to evaluate your risk is one of several screening tests we offer at Front Range Preventive Imaging. Providing the highest quality CT lung cancer screening, EBT heart scans, virtual colonoscopy, and carotid ultrasounds is our mission. In addition, we perform all diagnostic CAT scan imaging and ultrasound imaging in a quiet and comfortable environment and provide the most affordable prices in the area. In these days of high deductibles, be wise with your healthcare dollars. Call us today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcasting in HD and online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Congress is taking a look at lessons learned from the TV scare. Live to CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss. Bob, what do the lawmakers hope to find out?
They want to know what went wrong here when health officials thought the man was that had the dangerous type of tuberculosis was contagious. They took steps to stop him from spreading it, and they didn't work. Congress will be told this morning that no longer can individual border guards ignore a directive to stop someone, as happened in this case. But there are certainly serious questions when the U.S. government tries to stop one person using his own passport from getting into the country and fails.
German police fired water cannon at an estimated 10,000 protesters who tried to breach a fence outside the G8 summit site in Heiligendamm. Other demonstrators blocked roads leading to the site. CBS's Mark Miller tells us what's happening on the inside.
President Bush is braced for the possibility of a tense meeting tomorrow when he sits down with Russia's Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin leader has resorted to Cold War threats in response to the interceptor missiles the U.S. wants to base in Poland. President Bush says they're meant to defend against a missile strike from Iran. Putin views them as a threat in his backyard. Mr. Bush says he'll urge Putin not to worry, saying the U.S. does not regard Russia as a threat or an enemy. Mark Noller, CBS News, Rostock, Germany.
On the cliffs of Normandy, a mournful trumpet paid tribute to the fallen heroes on this 63rd anniversary of the fateful D-Day invasion by Allied forces. Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
May God never let us forget what happened here. And may God grant peace of heart and soul to everyone who fought on these shores.
9,387 Americans are buried at Normandy. Police in Overland Park, Kansas, have gotten a slew of leads since they released a parking lot surveillance video of an apparent kidnapping. But they still haven't been able to find Greg and Missy Smith's missing 18-year-old daughter, Kelsey, or the man who may have abducted her.
Neither one of us, in fact, none of our immediate family recognize him. We know that several people have called in and given reports of who they believe that person to be, and we know that they're trying to run that down.
Greg Smith on the CBS News Early Show. Millions of Britons may watch a television special tonight on the death of Princess Diana, but the audience won't include her sons. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
A spokesman for the princess says William and Harry are extremely disappointed that Britain's Channel 4 has rejected their plea not to show photos of the Paris crash which killed their mother. The princes have called the images a gross disrespect to Diana's memory, but the channel insists none of the crash victims is actually shown, and since the documentary is about the photographers who covered the crash, it says the photos are journalistically necessary. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are down 72, NASDAQ's down 17. This is CBS News.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect, and don't wait till the night before the test. AIA, good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Who doesn't love summer? The longer days, baseball games, and of course, road trips. That's why Econolodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are giving you a free $50 gas card. With our Easy Choice Rewards program, just redeem 6 stamps for your free $50 gas card. It's one more reason to love summer. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com today. We'll see you there.
Earn 1 stamp per night. Maximum 5 stamps for qualifying stay. Redeem 6 stamps between 6-1 and 8-16-07 to receive gas card. For details, visit easychoiceonline.com.
Apply online at firstoptiononline.com or call 303-803-1900.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Doctors have now implanted a catheter in the chest of that Atlanta lawyer quarantined in Denver with a dangerous strain of tuberculosis. The procedure is aimed at making it easier to pump antibiotics into Andrew Speaker's lungs. Now, the third sputum test for Speaker has come back negative.
People ask me, well, with multiple negative smears, where would I place Mr. Speaker? And I would place him down at the not very infectious end.
Dr. Charles Daly at National Jewish Medical Center says Speaker could be allowed outside his hospital room late next week, as long as he has an escort and wears a mask. The Senate debate over a broad immigration reform compromise has now sunk into bitter partisanship. Republicans and Democrats accusing each other of trying to squander any chance of passage. Our Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, one of the nearly dozen senators who crafted that seemingly doomed measure. And the Federal Trade Commission says it will sue to try to prevent natural foods grocer Whole Foods from acquiring competitor Wild Oats. Lawsuits expected to argue the marketplace is defined by natural and organic food stores and not the broader supermarket industry. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels from AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still dealing with that semi-rollover crash eastbound U.S. 285 right near Santa Fe. So that is one stretch that you definitely want to avoid. Had wreck activity as well eastbound I-70 near Sheridan. Three vehicles at least in a right lane block. So that's really creating some major slowdowns right now as you approach I-25. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect, looking for a high of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, still windy with a low of 44, and currently fair and 63. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, taking your vehicle in for service doesn't have to be a bother. Just stop by any one of your local Denver Metro Toyota service centers. They have locations, hours, and services that make it convenient, all to help keep your Toyota moving forward.
Sometimes all you need is Advance Auto Parts. Now through June 30th, all air filters are 25% off, including Purolator, K&N, and more. Save gas, save money, breathe easier. With a simple-to-install air filter from Advance Auto Parts, we're ready in advance.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin. And isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. And I have the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashahid, with us. Ashahid. There we go. And a guy called up on the air, and he wouldn't talk to me. He said, well, every time Islam comes up, that I attack Christianity. And I wasn't attacking Christianity. And there are a ton of good... Well, I don't even have to, you know, justify it. I mean, I think to a lot of people religion is important, and I think that there are good people in every religion you can think of, but there are also excesses in every religion. But there seems to be a double standard in this society about Islam and about Christianity. And if you had it going on in Judaism or Buddhism or anything else, you would also, I think, have this double standard, which is when it comes to Islam, quote unquote, you need to get a hold of your followers. You need to, well, yeah, but don't you have that? I mean, I have that towards people who are so Jews that are so pro-Israeli that they're blind to the fact that the Israelis are committing human rights violations, say, for instance, on the West Bank. But nobody holds me accountable for all of that. Nobody says word one about that to me, and maybe they should. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. To have that double standard, and it definitely, you know, honestly, Jay, I try not to get that defensive because I always want to, you know, the point that, you know, the gentleman made and even the the lady who called up earlier that we
Barb.
Talked to. Yeah, Barb. I love answering those type of questions because I can see where they're coming from. But it is one of our biggest frustrations is to deal with double standards like that. Like, we should do this, we should do this, we should do that. And, you know, it's like, but we see it, you have to see it from the other side as well. And it, again, it puts me, I know personally, it puts me in that defensive mode. And I try not to be in that because, again, for me, it's an idea of education. Just like Barb, you know, asked where are the voices? Well, they're there. You just have to look for them. You know, you have to look for them. They're right there. And that's what I encourage people to do. I'd rather, you know, we could debate and argue back and forth all day and get absolutely nowhere. Which is why, you know, I brought up the food bank because that's, to me, it's one of our biggest projects that we have, at least in Colorado, in terms of, you know, project, especially community service type projects. It's the first of its kind that we've done as a community, and it's been a huge success. And I brought that up because for me, that's what's important. It's the moving forward. I can debate all day. I can debate religions until, you know, the sun goes down. But for me, you know, and for many Muslims, and especially Muslims in this state, our focus is on stuff that's more relevant, or at least try to be. You know.
And for those people those of us who wonder, how do we get involved with the food bank?
Well, the group I wear a lot of different hats, and many Muslims do when we do a lot of activities and things like that. So I'm part of a group. Also called MILA, which is part of the Colorado Muslim Council, and MILA is Muslims Intent on Learning and Activism. And we actually partnered, we get involved in a lot of interfaith activities, and through one of these activities, we threw out the idea of having, you know, a soup kitchen or something like that as a community service project that's sponsored by the Muslims. And through that, we began working with Metro Caring, which I'm sure you heard of. They
sure.
Give food to needy families. Well, they work Monday through Friday. We began working on Saturday to add an extra day of service. And from that, we springboarded with them to establish another, so we're like a satellite food bank in Aurora. So we're on, you know, basically located on 14th and Lima. And it's an all-volunteer organization, and we go out every Saturday now. We're at our own building, and we're, you know, helping needy families in that area. And so we love volunteers. We're open, you know, we have all kinds of people, Jews, Christians, Muslims that volunteer there, and because that's who we serve. You know, it's a community service project, and we felt like this is something, and MILA and there are other groups in you know, Colorado do things like that, but we want to do something that's more relevant that gives an example of our religion that has nothing to do with terrorism or even just a debate. You know, again, we could argue and argue and argue, but then there are hungry people to feed.
Well, I don't understand. Why do we have to have arguments about... Well, discussions are good,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we ought to have, but why do we have these arguments about who's going to go to heaven and who's not, and what's you know, I'm right, you're wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, it's human nature, and two, for a lot of people, that type of stuff is entertaining, you know? It's entertaining to...
Well, it's interesting to do, but
yeah.
When you take it to a level where it becomes acrimonious, then it becomes a drag.
Right, and unfortunately, you know, I think for the most part, it's a drag, but we like getting involved in that type of stuff. It's an addiction almost. We would rather, as human beings, argue and talk about what we don't like about the next person. I don't know why. You know, it's one of those tests that we have, and I think that's where that's where religion plays a role in terms of sort of addressing those aspects of human nature that will allow you to be distracted by arguments. It is, you know, for a long time, Jay, especially when I first embraced Islam, I think I was in an argumentative mode. My religion became really based on what was bad with other religions early on.
That's common with a lot of people who do that,
yeah,
who accept a religion. And yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
you're right.
And,
you get that a lot.
And it was a great distraction for me. I debated with Christians and Jews, and it was just, that's what I was about. And I realized, you know, and I'm fortunate to have realized it, that it's really not what it's all about. And there are things about my faith that, I mean, there's a fundamental teaching in my faith to not argue or when you do argue, you argue in what the Quran says, the best of manners, which sometimes isn't even by words, it's by action. And that's something that I learned as a lesson as I, you know, embraced and walked the faith. And I think it's a lesson for human beings in general. It's not just a religious lesson.
I think. How do you think the Quran got so... so misinterpreted? I mean, it is... I will concede to you, it is very, very tough to read it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm probably a third of the way through it. Mm-hmm. And could only look at it once every couple of 3 or 4 months and maybe make a couple of pages forward and then have to stop.
Mm-hmm.
But how did it get so twisted around?
I think you hit on the key words, translation. The Quran is difficult to read because, especially when we approach what we religious scripture with sometimes preconceived notions, especially, and those notions usually stem from one's own religious background. And so, for example, when I began reading the Quran, I found it difficult because I read it from the standpoint of having the Bible in, you know, being familiar with the Bible.
Right, exactly.
And the Quran as a text is a singular type of text because, for example, it's not chronological, it's not completely anecdotal, and so it can be difficult to read in translation. And it's the translation that allows for different interpretations and even misinterpretations. So many people read the Quran and they take verses that are, and there are controversial verses in the Quran, and they take, it's easy to take out of context because oftentimes people don't even know how to read the Quran in context because there's a lot of extraneous information outside of the Quran that you should know or you have to sort of study in order to even really sort of embrace the Quran in its context. It's difficult. It's very difficult for a lot of people. And so you open it, you read a verse, you take it and say, oh, this is what the Muslims believe. They want to kill all the infidels. And I can understand how people think that because I had that same type of difficulty when I first began reading the Quran. And to be quite frank, it's just the idea of interpretation that it ends up being, I think, more individual and more subjective to the person who reads it. And a lot can get lost. A lot can get lost in that translation. And I think that's why it's been subject to a lot of misinterpretation, because there's not always a command of the language. We'll read something in one language that really had nothing to do, or it's a mistranslation of the original Arabic, and then we run with it. And it's very common, I think.
All right, let's go to the phones, and we go to Dan in the Lafayette. Dan, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good.
I think what you're doing here is actually really good because in the general U.S. media, it seems to me, and I wanted to ask your caller about this, that when we talk about Muslims and Islamism and all this stuff, it's always blurred with terrorism. And I've heard in the Republican debates the word Muslim and terrorist used synonymously. And it seems to me that if you're going to run a rough policy in the Middle East where you think you're going to be occupying lands and killing people, it will behoove you to make this kind of blurred distinction between Muslims and terrorists. And I was wondering what Taj thought about that.
I got a lot of thoughts about that. And also, Dan, I appreciate you hanging on so long. I know you've been waiting patiently, so appreciate that. There's always... there's a saying that if you control the language, you control the debate. And oftentimes, when you see... or you hear the discussion, I hear terms that make me cringe. A term that makes me cringe is Islamism or Islamist.
How about Islamofascism?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those are examples of really, first of all, poor command of the language. If I, as a Muslim, especially if I am an Arabic speaker and you use terms like Islamism or Islamist or, and especially Islamofascism, which is really an oxymoron, there's such a gap between how I interpret things and then how people who are sort of, the people that we see in the media, the politicians, how they talk about And that's a huge frustration for Muslims in this country when you hear the discussion and there's terminology that we're not only do we not really support, but it's not part of our own conversation. And so, you know, I still have no idea what an Islamist is. It's a new term. I don't know what Islamism is because it's not relevant to me as a term. And so, as you said, when we throw them together, Muslim and terrorist, then it's like, oh, God, here we go again. You know, and it's that idea of putting, and I agree with you, what you began with, Dan, that this is a great thing. Jay, I appreciate the opportunity to at least come on and give some type of voice to this.
No, you're always welcome here.
I think it's important then to change the debate or at least change the language or address some of the language that we see.
Yeah, and two, let me just stick in there. Does it bother you that when you watch the kind of the mainstream media, that every time you see people in Palestine or you see people out in a primarily Muslim country, everybody's like waving guns and screaming and burning flags. Mm-hmm. Like if you watch TV shows like Mosaic, or you like watch alternative real news like Democracy Now, you see Muslims who are lawyers, you see Muslims who are artists, mm-hmm. intellectuals. I mean, some of the greatest intellectuals in our country have been Muslims. Edward Said, for one, mm-hmm. I'm sure you know him. Mm-hmm. Does it bother you that all the primary kinds of images that you see of the Muslim world are like they're crazy, wild, tribal terrorists?
Oh, it absolutely bothers me. It absolutely bothers me because I know that there is a whole other picture that we don't promote. And it's... It's one, yeah. Yeah, so yes, in the answer to that, absolutely, it bothers me.
Yeah, it's not, it's stereotyping at its worst. Dan, thank you, man.
Yeah, sure.
All right, appreciate it. One line open at 303-713-7600-821. Taj is here, and will stick around with us until 9 o'clock because I won't let him out the door. So we'll take more of your calls coming up. We'll talk more about Islam. And it's all the questions that you want to ask. We have the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashahid. And
Yes, Jay.
Okay,
my fist.
Okay, next time I'm going to do it wrong because you know you're coming to expect too much out of this. And we'll take more calls with him, and we'll talk more about.
What you doing? Watching Mr. Miller. He's on his computer. See him through the window? Oh yeah. He's looking at LeafGuard.com.
That's the gutter that never clogs. It's ruined all our squirrely fun and backed up gutters, and kept all those humans off their ladder.
Quick, distract him. I've got an idea.
What are you doing? No, not that wire.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Hannaby.com.
8:23 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us. Dogs and cats can form relationships when living together in a household. Interestingly, though, it's always, almost always, the cat who dominates the relationship. Now, wait a minute. I'm talking about my dogs, Coco and Jackson. No cat is going to dominate the relationship there, particularly when it comes to food. But, you know, I don't know how you feel about your dogs or your dog, but for us, they're part of the family. And they just don't stick around long enough. They really don't. So what we try to do is treat them to the best. And if you're looking for advice on your pet's nutrition, your veterinarian is an ideal source. At your dog's next veterinarian appointment, be sure to ask about Purina One formulas, then ask about your dog's health in the following areas: skin, coat, energy level, eyes, teeth, breath, and gums. Is there room for improvement? Well, if there is, now's a great time to try Purina One. We love the difference Purina One has made in our dogs, and we have fed our dogs Purina One since they've been pups, and people just rave about how they look. See the difference for yourself. Take the Purina One Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and you get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Pick up the phone and call today.
The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Save up to 75% on more of your favorite beauty brands than ever before. Save big at the Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale on pampering spa treatments, fragrant body care, home fragrance, and more. Everything you love at prices so low, it can only happen twice a year. Now through Sunday, Wallflowers home fragrance starter kits and refills are just $5. The Bath & Body Works big semi-annual sale is going on now. Hurry in, your favorites are going fast. Select items while supplies last.
If you're a woman who loves a really great sale, this one's for you. It's the Nordstrom half-yearly sale for women and kids, and it's going on now. Save 33% or more on clothes, shoes, and accessories you can wear right now. You'll even find great styles brought in just for this event. You'll also find selected sale items at Nordstrom.com. And when you use your Nordstrom credit card or mod card through June 10th, you'll earn twice the rewards points. See store for details. The Nordstrom half-yearly sale for women and kids, and it's going on now.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Darn it, sometimes I get mad at you, sir.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
Democracy is a political system, and that's what they don't get.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
It's very complex. We're dealing with some very dumb people.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
He doesn't understand what that means, and I don't want to waste my time calling the president stuff he doesn't understand anymore.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Well, yeah, duh.
AM 760, progressive talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Isolated Thunderstorms. High today, 82. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Islam. And we have the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council, Taj Ashahid. Well, see, that's twice I got it right. I got to stop that.
You're on a roll now, Jay.
I know it. Let's go to Tom in Lakewood. Tom, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay, I appreciate you having Taj on.
Sure.
Taj, what's your opinion of care in Washington, D.C.?
I think that they're doing, I think they provide a needed service. CARE's focus is on primarily on civil rights. So they deal with a lot of issues, Muslims who have been discriminated against, things like that.
These guys have got checkered backgrounds. Both the guys that run that organization have been about terrorists. If you go back 15, 20 years ago, these guys had deep involvement. I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, first of all, the two gentlemen you're talking about, they don't run CARE. They were one of actually a number of founders of CARE, and quite honestly, their personal background was linked to some of the, you know, what we categorize as extremist groups in overseas. But, you know, historically, there are several groups that started and had members who were their founding members that had these links. But to the generalization, and this is a common generalization and criticism of CARE, is that because of these links, that then somehow CARE is sort of a front for extremist groups or extremist ideas, and it's not.
I think you got to be watched. That's what I think.
Well, and
hold on a second.
Let me make one point.
Go ahead, Taj.
CARE is located basically a very short stone's throw from the Capitol and their offices. Now, if this was really, especially in this particular atmosphere, if they were what they are criticized to be, they would not be, first of all, where they're located. It's a very common criticism, but it's a huge misconception, and it's, you know, the characterization of them as in terms of being a front for these ideas is absolutely false. And their track record, is exemplary and spotless. So.
The other thing is, have you ever written any articles regarding your opposition to all this terrorism and everything? I've never been able to see it or read it or anything else. I don't know. Maybe Jay has. I've never seen anything.
I personally, I've written several. Last year I had the pleasure of writing for the Post as a guest columnist through the Colorado Voices program. And before that, though, I wrote an op-ed that was published. It was in response to Nick Berg's killing, his execution in Iraq, and I wrote a piece that condemned terrorism and condemned that, especially that particular incident. So, yeah, I mean, have I personally done it? Yeah, of course.
What about this wonderful doctor down in Scottsdale, Arizona? I heard him speak one night. He was absolutely phenomenal. Are you familiar with him?
Well, what's his name?
The name.
I can't remember. I just your name is hard to pronounce sometimes. I just can't remember it, but. He's a neurosurgeon down there, and he's just incredible. He seems to be more in the yoke of you. I guess the one thing that's bothered Americans is that when all these terrorisms come about and everything, you people never take to the streets raising hell, raising Cain, and everything.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait,
I think it's needed.
No, excuse me. Excuse me. First of all, Tom, in all due respect, stop with the you people. Second of all, okay, when Eric Rudolph bombed an abortion clinic, and this is a guy who professes to believe and accept Christ. Where were you? Did you say anything about it? Did you write anything?
I did. Yes, I did.
Where were the majority?
I'm not a leader,
where did you? Excuse me. Where did you write? No, just answer the question, Tom. Where did you write?
Where did I write? I'm not a journalist.
Okay. All right. Can you name me any major Christian denomination that came out and said that Eric Rudolph was a terrorist and a murderer and should be behind bars?
I think the Archbishop's Council did that. Yeah, I believe they
did.
No,
you know what you think?
Wrote an article. You're wrong. Totally wrong.
Okay,
you're always jacking your jaw.
All right. So then, personal insults will work, since you can't pony up the information. I understand your frustration, but I'm just asking you. In other words, you're holding him to one standard, but you don't want to hold yourself to that standard, do you?
Can you go ahead and answer the question, Tag?
No. Hold on a second. I want you to answer the question.
Can you answer the question,
Name to me. Well, you know what? Ask this. That's the end of that. Okay? There's a perfect example right there of what you have to deal with.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, it's a very common question or a common perspective about Muslims, especially in this country, that, we don't get out there and do whatever. And, it doesn't happen in a lot of instances. You don't have, I don't recall any marches, especially as you brought up Eric Rudolph. I don't recall anyone getting to the streets and marching and protesting that type of incident. And to be quite honest, I personally don't expect that.
No, I don't either.
If I hear of a person who commits a terrorist act and he happens to be Christian or Jewish or Muslim, I don't expect that religious group to then, have a march in the streets to protest that, because for example, if we want to use Eric Rudolph, I don't think that what he did was Christian, and so I don't look to Christians to apologize for him. I know better.
Do you think terrorism is Islamic?
No, I mean terrorism is terrorism.
Right, exactly.
Perpetrated by anyone, at the same time though, and to give some respect to the question and to that perspective, I do think that there is a lot of room for Muslims in our country to do more. Historically, we've tended to be to ourselves, assimilate into society and earn a living and raise our families and things like that. And then something like 9/11 hits, and now we're all supposed to be experts in terms of being in the media and experts and sort of all of these things that I think should happen. I don't mind the idea of going to the streets and protesting terrorism in the name of Islam. I would support that. But, and so I do think there's more room for voices to come out, but it doesn't mean that if you don't see a march or a protest against an act of terrorism perpetrated by someone who claims they're a Muslim, that doesn't mean that we're complicit. It doesn't mean that we support it. It doesn't mean that we condone it because we don't have our picket signs out there. And nor do we think that of other people. You know, I didn't think that Christianity condoned the blowing up abortion clinics or the killing of innocent people because I didn't see them march.
No, I don't think so either. But what drives me nuts and what I object to is that is Tom's line of questioning. Like, okay, here's what you people ought to be doing.
Yeah.
But then if you turn it around and you say to him, all right, that's fine, but what about you? Well, you heard the response. The response was, you're always jacking your jaw. You know, I believe that the Council of... Well, you know, I guarantee you that if I had John Turk go Google that, I don't think we would find it. And I'm not saying that they have to speak out. I'm not saying that... you have to expect anybody to, but what I'm saying is, why is it that we have to adhere to this bizarre double standard in this society where, like, you people, but then if the spotlight is turned back on the person who's making the accusation or raising the line of questioning, then suddenly they get crazy.
Yeah, it's...
I mean... There are, and this goes back to the point where I brought up at the beginning of the conversation with you. It doesn't make any difference who you look at. Religions, political philosophies. There are extremists in all groups.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, now, so then we have to ask ourselves a question. Is the majority of all of those groups, are they responsible for the actions of a minority?
Right, and that's a good question, and obviously the answer is no. And so we're not much different than any other groups.
Well, there you go. And when you were talking in the beginning there about, well, we tend to assimilate and we raise our families and we go to our jobs, that describes most Americans, in my opinion. 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Gino with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, we still have a lot of late morning problems. We've had a rollover crash westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike right near Sheridan, so be prepared for that if you're headed through Westminster. Still dealing with eastbound I-70 delays between Wadsworth and Sheridan from an earlier three-car crash, and eastbound Hamden still tied up at Santa Fe from that earlier rollover. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect.
Who makes a good homemade pie?
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Support for AM760 comes from the locally owned DVD Stop in Lakewood.
Shelter Insurance, proudly providing affordable auto, home, and life insurance to Colorado.
Time to get new patio furniture for our hot summer months. Get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. June is set sale month, which means you'll save money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And Freehoff's has 20 different lines of patio furniture, not to mention Weber grills, fountains, fire pits, and hammocks. And as always, if you buy it today, they'll have it to your house by tonight. They also deliver all across the state, even to the mountains and to Wyoming and Nebraska. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
UsedAutos.com,
where you'll always find the best used car prices.
Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Best used car prices anywhere.
Get the good stuff.
Changing your oil regularly can increase your car's fuel economy. And now an oil change has even more benefits. Because when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at Napa, you'll get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. Check your vehicle's owner's manual for the recommended oil change schedule. But fresh Valvoline motor oil every 3,000 miles is a good rule of thumb. Pick up everything you need for your car's next oil change at Napa today. Napa. Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I'm a jockey, and when I'm racing, I can't let my allergy medicine put me in a fog. So I only ride Claritin Clear. Claritin works hard to relieve my worst allergy symptoms. Sneezing, runny nose, for a full 24 hours. It works so well, only Claritin has proven to make me alert and focused. Not drowsy, like some other medicines can. When I get allergy relief and stay razor sharp, I'm ahead from start to finish. Stay alert, stay focused, live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed, only brand clinically tested.
Transmission Specialists, we're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Look, another LeafGuard gutter systems truck. Somebody else must be getting those gutters that never clog. No more acorns for us squirrels.
Relax, will you? Does the truck say LeafGuard?
Well, no, but...
Then it's not LeafGuard. Don't worry. We've been beating sorry imitations and flimsy attachments for years.
Eliminate your squirrely rain gutter problems. Call LeafGuard for a free estimate today and ask about their $400 off radio discount. 303-289-1409. 303-289-1409.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
Ooh, Clash. New biography out on Joe Strumner. And it's supposed to be really good. 8:40, 40 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's play the Clash all day tomorrow.
London calling.
Okay, I got to stop that. We have a guest. Isolated thunderstorms. High today, 82. Taj is with us. Taj Ashahid. He is the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. I got your name right again.
You sure did.
Damn me. You and I are having an interesting conversation. And by the way, you want to ask him any questions? 303-713-7600. I haven't given the number out in a long time, so if you do want to call, call. We're having an interesting conversation off the air in reference to Tom, the last caller. And you said it's like you have to prove over and over again to people like Tom with Tom's attitude, that you have to prove over and over again that somehow that you're okay, that you're American, that you're all right. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, this is, I mean, it's not just for myself, obviously, but for many, many Muslims in this country, and even more so probably for those who are, have immigrant background, or they have an Arab background, so they don't look. I mean, I'm a typical looking person. So whereas a person who's Arab or Pakistani, they look more, what we might stereotype as Muslim. And so there's the idea that I have, we have to prove to people that we're not, we don't want to kill them. I remember Glenn Beck asked the senator, the first Muslim senator.
Oh, that's right.
And he asked him, prove to me you're not working for our enemies. And when I get asked that type of question, or when I see that type of question posed, it grates on me because I am an American, and many Muslims are American or trying to be American and they're doing the same sort of things that are the people who pose these questions are. We're working, raising families, we're paying taxes, So I don't feel I have, personally, this is my personal philosophy, I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I mean, that's, that's me. But it's very frustrating to still be bombarded with this, prove to me that you don't want to kill me. Prove to me that, you don't want to chop my head off. And I don't feel that people, that's sort of an entitlement sort of thing. And I, as an American, as somebody who was born and raised in this country, as somebody who pays taxes, and many Muslims feel this way, we shouldn't be put in, we don't like being put in that position of having to prove something. When it's and as you said, it's a double standard. It's a double standard. I could tell someone easily, no, prove to me you don't want to kill me because I'm Muslim. Prove to me that you don't think that, that I'm a backwards barbarian who just beats up on my wife. Prove to me that. And so it kind of, it's a more defensive type of thing, but it's a reality. It's a real feeling that a lot of Muslims have because, a lot of Muslims don't feel that it's our job to, every time somebody says something or does something that is an act of terrorism, and it's portrayed as Islamic, that then we have to come out and say something. And one of the reasons why is because our faith does not condone it. I tell people all the time, you will not find anything in the Quran or the teachings of Muhammad that say it's okay to fly a plane into a building and kill thousands of innocent people. And I say, go look for yourself. I don't need to prove it to you. Go look for yourself and you'll see that. Because that's what I did.
Yeah, except that's out there all the time.
Yeah, and I think, and it's going to be out there for a while, and I think that this is the challenge for Muslims in our country, is to create a voice that is not always reactive. It's a frustration for me because a lot of times when we do put our voice out there, it's to react to something. And it would just be nice to have a consistent Muslim voice that people can hear and understand and even relate to. I mean, when I talk to people, people are amazed at how easy it is to relate to me. Well, because I'm not that much different than you. I just believe a little different. But in a lot of ways, we're all typical, especially in the human sense. So those are the things that
we... Yeah, but if you and I met in public, I mean, if we met in some social situation, I'm not going to ask you, like, the first thing, oh, yeah, hey, what's your religion?
Right. Right.
Right?
Right. And I wouldn't ask you that. It's not...
It who cares?
Become a relevant question, so...
Why can't we just learn to take people as we meet and deal with them instead of drinking in the stereotypes that are shoved at us by the media?
It's fear, Jay. We're a culture of fear.
We are a culture of fear. We're whipped up into some kind of frenzy every single day. And I don't know about you, and I don't know about anybody listening to this radio station, but you know something? I'm tired of being dominated by it. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's pretty stressful.
You know what? What the hell are we scared of? Whatever it is that's out there, whatever's going to hurt us, whatever the story is, let's just deal with it as mature adults instead of being crazy about it. But yet we're crazy about so many things. We're whipped around in constant terror.
Yeah.
And all this misinformation is floating around out there about groups of people. Muslims. You know that. Latinos.
Yeah.
Used to be in this country, it used to be Jews. Irish. Catholics?
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I don't know very much about Muslims. You know, I can look up historic events, but that doesn't tell me much about the religion. But one thing I always look to first is things what we might have in common as far as our economic beliefs. Because one of the reasons I'm a Democrat is that I'm a Christian. And some of the social things that discuss usury, that look at circumstance, that look at not taking away somebody's home or what they make a living with when they're in hard financial times, you know, things that, you know, just don't take those things away as a usurious pledge or high interest, those sorts of things. And I don't know, I can't assume in the broad, you know, that the specifics in terms of how we care about a neighbor are all the same. So I was wondering how I could find that information out.
That's a good question, Brian. And there are a lot of sources to find out from. But, you know, for me, one of the sources I would recommend is talking to a Muslim themselves. You know, there's the internet, but I, you know.
There's really, a lot of shaky information out there.
The internet's not the best thing. But so I would say, you know, first try your library. There are a lot of great books about, especially the basic tenets of faith, about Islam. And when, as you read them, you'll find that they're pretty common with a lot of other faiths. But also talk to, I mean, a lot of people who have sort of a perspective about Muslims and say things like, we don't hear from Muslims, don't know Muslims. And there's probably one right down the street from you. So I think you should invite yourself to, you know, meet with Muslims, or meet a Muslim and just talk to them about, you know, talk to him or her about their beliefs, and through that you can explore. But try the library before you try the internet. I definitely recommend that.
Well, one thing I've found too is that when people don't respond well, like if I go to, I do a lot of poetry readings. So if I read something religious,
mm-hmm.
And then I note something about, just because I appreciate as art Jesus' teachings, because like, it moved well.
Mm-hmm.
He'd do series after series of metaphors. Then he'd do that. He might bring that metaphor up again and have a parable attached to it. It traveled well. And they said, well, you don't know if you really said it that way. I said, well, that's all well and good. It's just that I can appreciate how it could be so as art. So even if I appreciate it as it's written, I'm not really getting into debate with them or trying to convert them. But there's a set number of things I've discovered you're supposed to say about, like, how translation, you know, without logic, that get worked into art. And sometimes when you get into the culture of speaking on both sides, you can find that element where they insult you by instead of summarizing something shortly and well, they summarize it insultingly wrong and stripped of information, which is a temptation.
Well, I think you're going to find out that everybody does that.
Yeah.
But Taj's point is really good. You know what? Why don't you just go by the mosque that's nearest you and say, hey, I'd like to come find out more, because I'm just interested in finding out more. And I'm sure that, they'd be very happy to accommodate you. And,
absolutely.
You know, then you can judge by your own exposure. Brian, thank you, man. I appreciate it. And I think we all should do that. 8:50, 50 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. A lot of late morning activity, including a rollover crash. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike near Sheridan, so be prepared for that. You're headed toward Boulder. Eastbound lane's not doing too bad. We just have the usual heavy traffic right around I-25. Eastbound I-70 continues to be bogged down from a three-vehicle crash that was blocking the right lane right near Sheridan. So expect continued delays there. And you definitely want to avoid eastbound lanes of Hamden near Santa Fe. We had that earlier semi-rollover. Lots of debris in the road and lots of cleanup expected. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect, could get up to 50-mile-per-hour winds in the city, gusts exceeding 80 miles per hour in the foothills and over 100 in the mountains. High of 81. Tonight, partly cloudy, still windy, going down to 44. Looks like tomorrow we'll still have windy conditions. It'll be cooler, though, at a high of 63, and currently under fair skies at 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Colorado Renaissance Festival, opening this weekend, June 9th and 10th. Stop by any participating Wendy's and pick up a 2-for-1 coupon.
For most people, there's no substitute for instant gratification. Yet some people can wait if something better's coming along. At Orbitz, in a desperate attempt to feel popular, we're giving you both. So, if you book the hotel and flight you want together on Orbitz, you'll save now. And you'll save $250 later when you customize a package to Hawaii, Mexico, or the Caribbean. Instant gratification now and the $250 savings later.
Book at Orbitz.com and stay a step ahead. Save $250 on qualifying 5-plus night vacations. Travel and book by March 31st, 2008. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
You think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you his powerful tape at absolutely no charge to help you get started today. Call 1-800-400-6717. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful tape. There's absolutely no charge. Call 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717. 1-800-400-6717.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, five minutes past the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high of 82. Taj Ashaheed. God, it's killing me to pronounce your name
right. Man.
The executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. And, man, I thank you for being here. And I think we might... I'm going to read just a couple of emails, and I'll squeeze in a call if I can. Here's this from Eve. Jay, Taj is correct that the media is not interested when Muslims speak out against terrorism. I know for a fact that the mosque in Aurora hung a banner outside of the building denouncing terrorism in response to London bombings. They sponsor a neighborhood open house and have welcomed visitors such as students studying religion, etc. There's an example, but it doesn't get any media coverage. I never, you won't see that in the paper. Jay, thanks for presenting an enlightening discussion this morning. As a woman, I am perplexed with the place of women in the Muslim religion. I know this is probably a naive question, but to be honest, it does disturb me to see women in public in full burqa. When I see a couple out shopping and the man is comfy Western dress and the woman has to put her glasses through the eye holes of a burqa, I want to run and rescue her, which isn't my place. Maybe sometime you could have such a woman talk about this cultural difference. Okay, two things. One, you want to talk about that a little bit. And number two, how about in the next couple of weeks, if we have some women who believe in Islam come on here and talk about a woman's role in the religion?
That would be great. I could arrange that easily. Yeah. I don't think I have a much different opinion when I see what I find is oppressive cultural phenomenon. And a lot of times in the Muslim world, we're not monolithic, and so you have varying degrees of adherence, and especially in this case with regards to women. Women are mistreated, but it's not religious. The religion does not condone the mistreatment of women. And interestingly enough, in a historical context, actually gave rights to women that they had never, they had not previously ever even imagined to have. So,
okay, so in the interest of time here, it's cultural.
Absolutely cultural, yeah.
Not religious.
You don't see women in New York or Denver, Colorado with burkas on. They wouldn't do that. So it's
okay.
Cultural.
You know what? Taj, let's put the women in Islam thing together.
Sure.
And thank you for coming on the show, and you're welcome to be on this program anytime you want.
Thank you, Jay, for having me. I really can't say enough. I appreciate being here, and anytime I can come back, it would be my pleasure.
Salam alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam.
All right, we'll continue with open phones.
at your computer. There's AM 760, Progressive Talk on AM760.net.
Log on and listen live.
Every guest, every show, every day.
Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver.
AM 760, Progressive Talk is online at AM760.net.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz for Front Range Preventive Imaging, and I'm here with Dr. Blanchett to talk to you about the EBT heart scan. Dr. Blanchett?
That's right, Ed. Preventive medicine is our best healthcare investment. Front Range Preventive Imaging provides vital preventive tests at affordable prices. EBT heart imaging is the most important test we do simply because heart disease is epidemic. 150,000 Americans die each year from their first symptom of heart disease. CT lung cancer screening can improve lung cancer survival from less than 5% to over 80% simply by finding the disease early enough. If you have a history of smoking, you need a CT lung scan. Ask your doctor if an EBT heart scan or CT lung scan might be important for you. Make a difference in your health. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
AM 760
and HD. Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Lawmakers are digging for answers in the case of an Atlanta man with a serious form of TB who re-entered the country even when authorities had been alerted to his condition. Live to CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
Homeland Security officials told Congress a single guard on the Canadian border ignored instructions to stop TB patient Andrew Speaker, which Deborah Spiro of the Customs and Border Control Agency says was inexcusable.
CBP had an opportunity to detain Mr. Speaker at the border and missed.
CDC Director Julie Gerberding says Speaker had been told to stay in Italy but would have to go to an Italian hospital and eventually pay for a private air ambulance to get home.
But I think the bottom line was the patient was fearful he was going to be isolated out of his own country.
Speaker now in a Denver hospital is expected to testify later by phone. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, a House panel is taking a closer look at a prescription diabetes drug that's had its safety questioned. Let's go live to CBS's Barry Bagnato.
2 weeks after a New England Journal of Medicine study warned that Avandia raises heart attack risks, a researcher will testify he was threatened by the drug's maker, GlaxoSmithKline. Panel Chairman Democrat Henry Wagner Waxman says the FDA didn't adequately monitor the drug.
Avandia is a case study of the need for reform of our drug safety's laws.
The company calls the study flawed. Some panel Republicans call this hearing politics. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
British authorities are taking a close look at gasoline tanker trucks. Live to CBS News reporter Vicky Barker in London.
Nick, Scotland Yard says that counterterrorism officers have been searching trucks and questioning drivers for several months now. They're trying to make things as difficult as possible for any would-be suicide bombers hoping to turn hijacked gas tankers into mobile bombs. There's been no known specific threat against London targets, except perhaps the knowledge that London has been targeted before. Nick?
Well, President Bush has held talks with German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G8 summit meeting. She's put the focus squarely on global warming, and Mr. Bush says there are ways to attack the problem through working together.
We have a good chance to share our technologies with the developing world to make sure that we're good stewards of the environment.
Mr. Bush meets tomorrow with Russian President Vladimir Putin amid heightened tensions over his reaction to U.S. plans for a missile defense shield in Eastern Europe. The White House has looked through its economic crystal ball. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. And Peter, what do they see for the rest of the year?
Nick, a sluggish first quarter means lower than expected annual growth, down 0.6% to 2.3. White House economic advisor Edward Lazier says the overall economy has survived those soaring fuel costs.
We've actually been able to survive high energy prices without a great deal of economic shock.
The administration expects moderating fuel prices, but it's raising its inflation forecast for the year. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 116 points. This is CBS News.
They were born in Antwerp, Belgium. She in 1884, he in 1885. They were married in 1905. They were passengers aboard the SS Zealand, which arrived at Ellis Island in 1912. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
Here at Ortho, we get stories like this all the time.
For my kids, the backyard is their playroom. Too bad they were sharing it with nasty bugs. So I turned to Ortho. With Ortho Bug Be Gone Max, I can wipe out ants, fleas, and ticks and keep them away for 3 whole months. And now my kids don't have to share their playroom with dangerous bugs.
Tell your story. Read others. Find out how to solve your bug problem. All at orthoprotects.com. This weekend, protect your lawn from bugs with Ortho Bug Be Gone Max. Follow directions on label.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. One of the doctors for that Atlanta lawyer quarantined in Denver with a dangerous strain of tuberculosis says he has relatively low chance of spreading the disease.
We want to see someone with drug-resistant TB have 3 negative smears. We have that. And we would like them to be on therapy for approximately 2 weeks. After that period of time, we feel comfortable letting these patients leave the room for brief periods to get outside for sunshine, with an escort, and with a mask.
People who flew with Andrew Speaker not yet out of the woods. It can take up to 2 months for TB to show up in testing. And the 10 Republican presidential candidates are distancing themselves from President Bush. At their alleged debate in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, they spoke of what they would do differently on a host of issues, including Iraq.
That the surge is apparent that it is not working. I did not support it. I hope to God it does work. I hope I'm wrong. I hope we pacify Iraq.
Colorado Congressman Tom Tancredo also blasting Bush's proposed immigration reform bill, which is looking more and more to be DOA in Congress. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, we're still clearing up that crash. Boulder bound on the turnpike right near Sheridan. We had an armored truck that crashed there and hit a light pole. So we have some significant backups right now through the Westminster area. U.S. 285 eastbound still tied up near Santa Fe. So you want to avoid that area. It's pretty much been closed off all morning. And we had some sluggish traffic remaining eastbound I-70 between Wadsworth and Sheridan from an earlier crash. Weather outlook today, expect a...
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-401-3267. That's 1-800-401-3267. 1-800-401-3267.
What's your reaction, sir? Are you going to
point
this off? Did you say anything at all?
Did you feel contrite?
Go to jail, Libby. You should go right to jail, Libby. You're a criminal. You should go right to jail, Libby.
That was somebody at the Scooter Libby sensing yesterday. You should go right to jail, Libby! Oh, Lord. 9:07, 7 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, it's open phones. By the way, I mentioned this earlier in the 6 o'clock hour, but I'll mention it again. At the Republican debate last night, all of these guys raised their hand and said no gays in the military. Plus, on top of that, Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas and Duncan Hunter both said they would pardon Vice President Dick Cheney's former aide, Louis I. Scooter Libby, sentenced to 30 months in prison earlier in the day for lying. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, a former prosecutor, said the sentence was excessive, which argues in favor of pardon. So I'd like to ask Sam Brownback what perjury means to him and what it is. And, of course, you heard this last night on the Talking Head shows. I'll go immediately to Bill Clinton. And I don't think what Bill Clinton did was right. But I think it's apples and oranges. Because in this case, we're dealing with national security, which makes it a hell of a lot more important. All right, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is okay with me. If you want to continue to talk about Islam, you can do that. We want to thank Taj Ashahid for being here, for the executive director of the Colorado Muslim Council. Just to let you know, in the next couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to put some Islamic women on and let them talk about women and the religion. And we'll see what we can find out there as far as what's going on. Did you? I can find this. You print it? Yeah, this woman's email who sent me this email. I do not understand, nor do I get where some of you are coming from. And that's okay, because I don't really have to. I mean, I think we all have differing opinions about things, and you can email me whatever you feel like emailing me at am760.net, and I try to do the best I can to answer them. And sometimes I can, you know, diffuse stuff that's going on, and sometimes I absolutely can't. This is from Janet, and I'm not going to give Janet's last name, but hi, Jay. I was just wondering why you can't let people who disagree strongly with you speak. Where is the so-called free speech you claim to love so much? You railroaded and silenced and hung up on a caller again. I'm not sure how much longer our country will be free if people like you are policing the speech you don't want to hear. Let people speak, even those you claim are bringing division. God and true Christians stand for freedom to speak your mind and let others decide for themselves what they think after all. After they've heard it all, Jesus saves. First of all, Janet, number one, I'm not Christian, so any references you make to Jesus or any of those things has no effect on me whatsoever. I respect Christians. I respect the teachings of Jesus. Second of all, this is a broadcast radio station, and it is not a place where you can just get on and say anything, and there is no freedom of speech here. And the caller you're referring to is Tom. I only hung up on him after he became insulting. But I did let him speak, and Taj attempted to answer his question. But when I asked him a legitimate question, he refused to answer it, and then he turned around and started insulting me. And you do that, and you're going to go. I mean, that's just the way it is. I'm going to hang up on you. Now, if you don't like that, then you need to get in touch with the program director, the operations director of the radio station, and voice your displeasure there, because this is not community radio. This is talk radio. And no matter what you do as a host, if you take a position and or if you carry out your program, what will end up happening is somebody is going to walk away and they're not going to be happy. They're not going to agree with what you do. But that's what we do. And there's two things I'm not going to let people do. Number one, I'm not going to let them insult me or the guests. And number two, I try to be respectful, but you got to be respectful back. And the other thing is, I don't let people get on and make spurious claims or claims that are not supported by the facts, which a lot of callers here try to do. I mean, they try to get on and they try to make these claims that you cannot in any way, shape, or form back up. And all I did was ask that guy, Tom, to back up what he was saying, and I didn't get an answer. As a matter of fact, the answer he did give me, John Turk went in and tried to find it, and we couldn't find it. So, Janet, number one, understand what this is, and number two, don't proselytize to me, because I don't need it. And not only that, I don't want it. All right, let's go to Matt in Aurora. Matt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Matt, you there? Matt once, Matt twice, gone. Brian in Boulder. Brian, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Brian, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sure, go ahead.
Great, great program.
Thanks.
Thanks for your, diversity or whatever.
I'm trying.
Okay, man. I just wanted to say there was a caller, same name as me, about 20 minutes or, well, around 8:40, something like that. And Brian from Boulder was his name. And he mentioned that he was a Christian because, well, that brings up a second point. in the Islamic faith, Jesus is considered to be a prophet. I'm not sure of...
Right.
You know,
that's true.
Yeah. But anyway, Brian from Boulder said that he was a Christian because he liked what it taught, and he mentioned usurious. I don't think he used the word usury. I think he said usurious, and that, for people who don't know, is charging extremely high interest rates. And he just cited that as an example of something that was a Christian, you know, concept, that was a bad thing, and so that was one of the reasons that he was a Christian. Taj didn't mention it, but I'm sure no Muslim, but I'm virtually certain that if you go back into the ancient Islamic laws about finance, they charge no interest at all. If you borrow $1,000 from somebody, a year later you pay them $1,000 back. Now it is changing now; they're doing different things. But in the ancient ways, that's the way it was. Pretty sure.
Well, if he were here, I'd ask him. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that it's, you know, once again, when you get into these kind of economic questions, I think this is an excellent example of what people ought to be looking at, which is, okay, does a financial institution, and now we're getting off the subject of religion, but does a financial institution or a lending institution, do they have a right to charge you for the use of their money? Yeah, I'd say so.
It's a business.
That's right. But do they have a right to charge you an unreasonable sum, and or do they have a right to use deceptive practices in order to lure in the consumer or nail the consumer? I think most people who reflect on their own situation and are truthful will say, no, you shouldn't be able to take advantage of not only me, but you shouldn't be able to take advantage of other people. So that's a situation, once again, where you can't have lack of balance. You have to have some regulation. And I don't know how there are people who can espouse this idea that everything should be laissez-faire. Because historically, if you look back on situations, historically, that always leads to disaster. Don't you agree?
Totally. I totally agree.
So when somebody gives you that, it amazes me that they can even think that or have any idea that that stuff would work.
Right. It's kind of ludicrous, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because it's human nature, and it's, you know, if you have, like, okay, if you've got a company, and the company has got, and I'm not talking about small business people here, but I'm talking about if you got a company, the company's large, and they're in business to make a profit, and they're a publicly traded company, okay, their responsibility is to their shareholders. You could also make a case that if they want to stay in business, that their responsibility would be to their customers. But in the end, their responsibility is to their shareholders. Now, if you and I are shareholders of this company, and we don't think that they're giving us the proper return on our dollar, and that they're not running the company properly, then we're going to be mad. And we have a right to be. So, that's all well and good. However, in pursuit of returning that dollar to the shareholders, it is not right, and it should not be legal, to be able to take advantage of consumers and unsuspecting people by screwing them over. And so that's where you get into the idea of some kind of protection for the consumer and some type of regulation. And if we stripped off all of that and got rid of it, as some of these folks keep talking about doing, not only would a lot of us get nailed, but they themselves would get nailed.
Well, that one, I agree totally, because a good analogy to me is like, if profit's the bottom line and that's all that matters and they can do, corporations can do anything, well then why don't you invest in some pirates and bandits that go out and steal things and sell them? Why isn't that okay? Of course
Sure. That's
not okay.
Yeah, why isn't armed robbery all right?
Yeah.
And I tried to make that point when we got embroiled earlier in the week in the whole Comcast argument. which, you know, I don't agree with what Comcast was doing with taking MSNBC and C-SPAN 2 and moving it to a digital platform. But I get this long email from this guy about, well, there you are, you're on the air, and you're saying that, you know, there's nothing we can do, and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, but there is something you can do. First of all, there is some degree of regulation. Second of all, no one is holding a gun to your head and saying that you have to have cable. And third of all, it is a business, so they're there to make money, not hand you things for free. And I don't understand where people just started going berserk about that and going crazy and thinking that, well, they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
A guy's got to make a profit, and that's the way it ought to be.
Let me ask you something real quick here before we go to
sure,
break.
Go ahead.
And I just want to see what you have to say. And anybody else can chime in on this, too, at 303-713-7600. Are profits bad? Because I don't think they are. Do you think they are?
Profits are not bad. It's just that whole thing about when they're extreme. You know, extremism, if you take it too far, then it can be bad. But a moderate profit, a guy that has a comfortable living, I know a small business man. I really respect him, and he charges, you know, he has a comfortable, nice house and everything. That's cool. That's totally okay.
You know, you can get what the market dictates for your product as long as you do not do the following: steal, cheat, or lie. That's how I feel about it.
Sounds
and if people don't want what you're selling, and if they think that the price is too high, okay, then back away, except when it comes to public utilities and things that you would deem to be necessities of life. Okay? Gouging is wrong.
It's wrong.
Gasoline, food. But then again, that's cheating. Right?
Yeah, right. So it goes back to your original statement. Lie, cheat, steal.
That's right. Make it honestly or not at all.
Yeah.
Brian, thanks, man.
Take care, man.
You got it. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9. You want to answer the question?
Hello. Do you worry about the environment? I do, every day. I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green, the finest non-toxic cleaner in the world. In 1972, I witnessed a horrible cleaning accident that sent me on a lifelong journey to develop a safer alternative to toxic cleaning. I am so certain you will love the power and safety of Simple Green that if for any reason you are not 100% satisfied, I will refund your purchase. For more, visit simplegreen.com.
Hi, I'm Andy Lindahl for Relax the Back. Did you know that 4 out of 5 adults experience low back pain during their lifetime? If you're one of those adults, you need to do what I did and go into Relax the Back and see for yourself how the latest innovations in office chairs, recliners, mattresses, and pillows can relieve stress and help you feel good all day in every part of your life. Their highly trained associates are dedicated to helping you find the perfect relaxation solution for you. I myself went into Relax the Back and got a Tempur-Pedic mattress that has helped me sleep better and deal with less lower back and shoulder pain throughout the day. Relax the Back also has interactive health and custom crafted office chairs from Lifeform. They will help you keep better posture during the day so you're not causing your back so many problems when you get home at night. At Relax the Back, comfort is their business. Visit one of their 3 Denver area locations in Cherry Creek North, near Park Meadows, and Highlands Ranch. Relax the Back. Feel better, work better, live better. Visit them today at RelaxTheBack.com and come see how good you can feel at Relax the Back.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5951. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation
Corporation or Limited Liability Company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5951. 1-800-497-5951. That's 1-800-497-5951.
Valuable insight on how to change your investment strategy to help grow your portfolio. You could be making one of eight common investment mistakes without even knowing it. But if you don't call for your free copy of the eight biggest mistakes investors make and how to avoid them, you're making the biggest one of all. Call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Oh, I'm sorry, 924, 24 minutes after 9. You know, I was talking about those protections. I was talking about balance. And you may not ever plan for this. You may not ever think about it. But if the day comes and the time comes that you need a personal injury lawyer to protect your interests, then that's time for you to talk to my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. They believe in and support AM760 Progressive Talk. They've got years of personal injury experience. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson will fight corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. Their trial lawyers are proud of it, and there's no reason why you should be taken advantage of. And plus, on top of that, listen, you got insurance, you pay those premiums, then they make promises to you, then they ought to keep them. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson are progressive lawyers. They're friends of mine. They're stand-up human beings, and they will fight for you. Get in touch with the law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. Don't be taken advantage of.
You've got the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk
and AM760.net.
After 9, open phones, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Matt and Aurora, who mistakenly disappeared last time. Matt, sorry about that. That was my fault.
Oh, no worries. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you great, man. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to hit on both topics, the one that you were talking with, Taj, and the one that you just brought up about the prophet. Taj was talking earlier about human nature, and that no matter who it is, that hits home. Just because it is human nature, I mean, it's human nature to fear and hate what you don't understand, and to embrace what you're educated on. I can honestly say I do not know much about the Muslim faith, but I'm not scared because I look at it from more of maybe a theological view of, because I've studied other religions, done other things like that. That's the reason why words like extremist and fanatic and zealot were invented to describe the people that don't follow, I guess you could say, the more mainstream thing. What he's doing with all the food banks and the awareness, that's absolutely fantastic. But I think until something major happens, it's going to be a human nature and a psychological thing of, oh my gosh, we face trauma. We're all going to be scared. We're going to stereotype and profile. I'm going to use my religion as a shield, and that's wrong. It really is wrong.
Yeah, yeah, it is. But you know something? When do you think we're going to reach the point where people in this country are going to say, I'm tired of having to live in this insane atmosphere of constant being scared? Like, does being scared help you confront your problems, or does being scared stop you from confronting your problems and stop you from confronting your problems in a rational manner? In other words, I'm not saying that there are not bad people out there. I'm not saying that there are bad things that will happen. I'm not saying that we should go along with this kind of la-di-da attitude that the whole world is great and that there are not bad things out there. But on the other hand, whipping people up into constant hysteria over this, that, and everything else, how does that make things any better? It doesn't. It only makes them worse.
No, exactly. I mean, it goes back as far as you can. I'm not a big history buff. I mean, look at World War II. After Pearl Harbor, we had internment camps for Japanese Americans because we were scared of them. I mean, after World War II, I mean, if you met someone in right after World War II, and they said, "Hi, I'm German." Automatically, "Oh my gosh, you're a Nazi, you're a horrible person," blah, blah, blah. No one understood, so they thought what they would do would control it. It was the wrong way to go. It still goes on. It has gone on for, I mean, heck, look at the Roman Empire. Romans would invade Germania. They thought all of the Germans were bad because they were, quote-unquote, barbarians and whatnot. They weren't. You know, they would put them into their little Roman-guarded camps, and, I mean, it goes back as far as, I mean, history repeats itself. That's more static than...
I just have reached the point now, and maybe I'm alone, but I've reached the point now where I'm tired of all of this, where I'm tired of it. Like, in other words, if we have problems, if we have security problems, if we have immigration problems, whatever the problems may be, okay, let's stop with the hysteria and just fix it. Let's act like adults and reasonable human beings instead of trying to use this stuff for political gains and or to manipulate people and or to play off people's fears to be able to elevate ourselves. Let's come up with workable solutions to these problems and fix it. Let's learn the art of compromise. Let's learn the art of if you want respect, you got to give it. And I don't think anybody should have to put up with anything. I mean, if somebody starts in on you about this stuff, well, it was like Taj was saying. Like, why do any of us have to prove anything?
Exactly.
I mean, let's just confront the problems that are and try to come up with something that will fix these problems as opposed to spending our time trying to demonize people and whip up all these intense, strange fears and hatreds. And it's like, here's what ends up happening, Matt. Now, you tell me if you think I'm wrong about this, but from the time you get up in the morning and you turn the radio on, or whatever it is, wherever you go to get your news, you pick up the newspaper, you go online, whatever the case may be, to the time you go to bed, there's always something. You know, if it's not the TB guy, it's the plot at JFK. And if it's not the plot of JFK, it's Chinese toothpaste. And if it's not Chinese toothpaste, it's this, and it's that, and it's all these things. Fix them, for God's sakes. Talk about them rationally. Stop getting people crazy.
Exactly. You know what? I 100% agree with you. And that, you know what, that ties right in with the whole profit thing. Yeah, profit's right, but, I mean, instilling fear in people. Like, you remember the Homeland Security kit you could buy from the federal government?
Right. I mean, was that ridiculous?
They profit off it, and it terrorizes people. It's, oh, my gosh, I have to have this kit or else I'm going to die if someone blows up my nice suburbia. And, no, I mean, there's more important targets than a rural neighborhood, honestly. And for them, they preyed on us. I mean, one of my friends was in hysterics after it, and he bought 3 kits. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? We went through his house. He had every single item in his house that he bought from that kit.
What did everybody do with the plastic and the masking tape that we were supposed to put over your windows to keep from getting gassed to death?
You know, exactly. I was in the military a while ago, and if gas is going to get in, gas is going to get in, and they didn't tell anyone that. The typical home is meant for everything to come in. That's why you have allergic reactions in your house from pollen. Gas is going to get in. It was ridiculous, and they made a huge profit off of that because they put a false sense of terror. Granted, you know, something major just happened. It's still, I mean, rather than holding everybody's hands, they spun them around and took their wallets. That's...
Yeah, exactly right. Well, they panicked everybody and used it for gain instead of going, okay, well, we have a problem here. Let's A, fix the problem, and B, find out why it happened.
Exactly. I want to worry about, since I live in Colorado, I want to worry about if it's going to snow later today because it's Colorado, rather than if the terrorism level is red and what information is that based off of. Oh, it's classified. Oh, you know, put some more mystery behind it, add some ninjas to it, maybe some pirates. It's put some more mystery into it rather than giving us the 1, 2, 3, this is how it is. I think that would help a lot more. And when they say, we're not ready for that, that's malarkey. It really is.
Yeah, you know what? It really is. Matt, thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Always a pleasure, Jay. Have a good one.
All right, talk to you. Yeah, you know, people ask here, 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour. And nobody said I couldn't say anything about this, and I will say about it because I talk about what goes on in my life on the air. But people have pointed out, well, you seem to be crabby lately. You seem to be, you know, rude. And maybe there may be a little bit of truth to that because there's a couple of things going on. First of all, maybe I'm alone on this, but I am, as I said to Matt, I'm just tired of the media. I'm tired of all the fear. I'm tired of all the hate mongering. I'm tired of all the craziness. Are you telling me, as intelligent, mature human beings in the greatest country in the world, a place we all love, are you telling me we can't work these things out without getting nuts? I just refuse to accept that. And then, two, on a personal note, what is it, John? Not next week, but the week after? Around the 20th? I'm going to be out of town. Reason I'm going to be out of town? My mother, who is 81, is slipping into Alzheimer's. Now, I never thought I would live to ever see this. My grandmother had it. But now I've got it on both sides of my family. And now my sister and myself, now we have to cope with this. And it's extremely difficult. And we are under a lot of pressure. Because, as I've talked about on the air many times before here, I grew up in a really weird family dynamic. A very difficult family. So, that's the end result. I'm just, I'm going to be like Saddam Hussein and go hide in a hole. 9:35 minutes after the hour. I don't even know if I want to broach this to you, Gina.
Yes.
Because you might go, Aren't you seriously tired of being scared? Aren't you fatigued from it? Aren't you tired of constantly having to be scared of something? And the media is doing it. Like the TV man. Everybody went nuts over that. Okay. Who else got tuberculosis?
No one, as far as I know.
Well...
And it looks like he may not even be that contagious or contagious at all.
And it would take a couple of years to show up, maybe, but how much craziness do we have over that? So if you're not scared of the TB man, then you're scared of people with brown skin, and you assume that they are here illegally. Or, as we had Taj in for 2 hours, we're scared of Muslims, because they're the enemy. Or somebody else is going to get you. Or some other circumstance is going to happen to you. Why can't we just work this stuff out instead of going nuts and being crazy?
It shouldn't control our lives.
Well,
that's for sure.
I think it does. I think it does. By the way, you hear about Fox?
I don't know.
Nice move on their part. In showing video of Congressman William Jefferson, who was indicted, you know, he's the guy they found $90,000 in his freezer.
Yes.
And goodbye to him.
Yeah. What a disgrace.
Okay. But instead, they showed video of John Conyers, who has done nothing wrong, and they labeled him as William Jefferson.
Oh, no. I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. And this is about the third or fourth time this has happened.
So it was some kind of technical mistake?
I don't think so. All right. 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour. Traffic.
Well, on the fear side of things, we've had a lot of problems this morning, unfortunately, and we're still dealing with a couple of them. westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. So if you're headed Boulder bound, we had a crash there involving an armored truck right near Sheridan. They're still trying to clear that.
Hey, Gina.
Yes.
I just found another fear I have.
What?
I'm scared of not getting enough sex. Can anybody tell me how to fix that?
I thought you were going to tell me you were scared of traffic, being out in traffic now.
Well, I'm scared of that, too.
Okay. I have no advice for you on that. But anyway, they're clearing that crash lot across Westminster, so just expect those delays. Eastbound 285, that's Hamden at Santa Fe, has been bogged down for several hours. We had a rollover crash there, big mess, a lot of debris in the road, so you want to still avoid that area if you can as well. Weather outlook today, high wind watch in effect. We're going to see a high of 81. Currently, it's fair and 71. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Reunion would like to invite soccer fans to join the Colorado Rapids for the soccer celebration on June 16th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's almost here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ty Pennington. Searching for a home just got easier. Explore neighborhoods, view photos, find a realtor, and do it all online at the number one real estate site, Realtor.com. It's easy. Log on to the site with more properties, photos, and home tours than anywhere else. And find your ideal home. Start your search today. Visit Realtor.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare.
Huh.
But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-7870. Again, that's 1-800-550-7870. 1-800-550-7870.
Own DVD Stop. Visit them in Lakewood at First and Wadsworth and check out their huge selection of new and used movies and games. If you would like to support AM 760, go to am760.net and click on the Supported By tile.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on am760.net.
So what the story comes down to is philosophy of life. Traditional values people put others on a par with themselves. That's a Judeo-Christian tenet, love your neighbor as yourself. Secular progressives put themselves above all others. That philosophy says, me first, then I'll worry about you.
That's Bill O'Reilly. Think he has that right?
I don't think so.
9:42, 42 minutes after the hour. Isolated thunderstorms, high today 82. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Here's an interesting email. I used to be a fan of Jay's, but boy, has he gone over the deep end on illegal immigration being okay. Obviously, he doesn't live among the new ones regarding the huge different gangs and those that make it unsafe to visit parks. You used to be able. Those that live off social services, I've seen it firsthand. We need to monitor those coming in and Mexicans already here. And Establish will tell you the same thing. One Mexican who has his own business told me, and I know he is right, that the class coming in now are real bad dudes, meth, etc. Ask any law officials like the Grand Junction, Colorado law officers. They are desperate for help from the citizens there to help them out. Need to monitor it, even though it costs. Can't stand Jay anymore. Absolutely doesn't get it. Hope everyone quits tuning him in. I'm not. Laugh. Well, first of all, and I answered this person. First of all, I'm not for illegal immigration. I've never said that I was. But immediately, if you don't get on the radio and you don't scream about all the illegal people coming here, and you don't yell your head off, and you don't scream about building a wall and getting into all of that, then immediately you're interpreted as being for illegal immigration. It's kind of like what the administration does, or used to do, and still does to a certain degree, with Iraq. It's like either you agree with them, or you must be unpatriotic and you do not support the troops. No, there's a middle ground, and the middle ground is called knocking off the fear and hate and the craziness and working the problem out. And I'm not going to budge off of that for anybody. Not this emailer, not you, not anybody. That this demonizing of people is how we're going to get this problem solved. It's not how we're going to get it solved. And that there are consequences for all of this rhetoric. Notice that this gentleman, whoever this is, or this person, doesn't provide any kind of information or suggestions to back up his claims. For instance, about meth. All right, where did you get that information? Yeah, there are Hispanic gangs. There are black gangs, too. There are also white gangs, but there always have been. But that's not going to solve the problem. What's going to solve the problem is coming up with some workable alternative that we can afford to do and that works. And if we weren't blowing money like a cut-open artery in Iraq, we might have money to tackle some of these problems. But going around, you know, stereotyping and then generating hate, I got news for you, okay? Because I don't accept that. You're threatening to tune me out? Good. Goodbye. You know, we'll see you later. That's my opinion about that. All right, let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Steve, Endeavor. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, boy. The guy that emailed you, I'm going to say this, and then I'll make my tie. I really agree with a lot of what he implies. What happened? You remember the saying, if you don't support the troops? I mean, excuse me, if you don't support the war, you don't support the troops. And that was to entrap somebody in discussion. And just here's what I think you're doing, and bear with me on this before you erupt, that anybody who makes comments, and you would call this demonizing illegal immigrants, hates all Mexicans. It's another entrapment, and I think the issue of illegal immigration is very serious, and it's not to give away the United States and not be afraid to offend anybody. And what I just said is how the Democrats are going to probably be in trouble for the White House in 2008 and locally because they refuse to address the illegal immigration problem by other than just saying those being afraid to offend anybody.
Okay, well, let me answer that. First of all, I'm not going to erupt. And second of all, I believe it is a serious problem. And I believe we do have to do something about it. But stereotyping people and spreading misinformation, and I can give you examples of what I'm talking about, that causes fear among people is not going to solve the problem. What you got to do is you got to sit down and you got to figure out how to fix it and fix it in a way that, one, is economically affordable. Two, that does not overrun people's civil rights. And three, that all of us, regardless of what your political orientation is, or if you have no political orientation at all, that everybody can sign on to and work out. And the last part of it is you're going to have to accept the consequences of what you intend to do. What are those consequences? Well, those consequences are going to be that certain goods and services in this society, the cost of them will rise. Now, if you don't mind that, then that's fine.
Why is that?
Why is what?
You said the cost of goods and services will rise. You think that all of a sudden the employers are going to say, hey, we got 12 to 20 million of these people in here. Let's start paying them a decent wage.
No, that's not what I said. What I said was...
about 1986.
No. What I said was, when I said the cost of goods and services are going to rise, what I'm talking about is that this country for years, before I was born, before you were born, and I don't know how old you are, but before any of us were here, this country has relied on, for a long time, has relied on illegal immigration as a source of labor for jobs that traditional Americans, with the exception, in some cases, in some years, notably the 30s, 40s, and parts of the 50s, that poor whites would do, but they have not, they're now out of that market, okay? Can I finish?
You're condoning victimizing illegals.
I am not condoning victimizing illegals. I'm talking economic reality. And you know what? If you don't want to let me finish, then that's fine. I thank you for the call. Okay? I thank you for the call. But I'm not going to play that game with you. It's a 950. Here's Rick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, the biggest delays around town continue to be on the turnpike. That westbound problem at Sheridan, the accident still working. Backing things up through there. You want to get on the turnpike, go ahead and work your way on 104th over to Church Ranch and get on there. Once you get past that, a good, pretty good drive on the turnpike in both directions past the accident. But again, at Sheridan westbound, still have those delays. And off the highway, still have those delays on the west side of town at Hendon and Santa Fe. Pretty serious crash there, still causing delays at that intersection. Weather forecast, windy and warm today. Highs in the low 80s. Look for winds out of the southwest, 20 to 30 miles an hour. Windier in the foothills. Windy tonight, low 44. And then sunny, breezy, and cooler tomorrow. Highs staying in the 60s. Right now, though, it's 77 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Liberty Mutual has the right insurance for people like you, exactly like you. Liberty Mutual recognizes that you're an individual and that you're insured.
Attention, shoppers. There's an orange Chevy HHR in the parking lot that is transforming into a 30-foot-tall robot with a missile launcher and an MP3 player jack, and it's battling an evil robot helicopter. Will the owner of the HHR please attend to your vehicle? It's damaging the shopping carts. Thank you.
Play the Transformers Rise of the Chevy Autobots game now and help protect the world. Only at Chevy.com/Autobot. Transformers, in theaters July 4th.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
When you love what you do, it's impossible not to be successful doing it. So when it comes to investing your life into a franchise opportunity, how do you know you'll find a franchise that you'll absolutely love? We're Franchise Revenue Systems. Our passion is finding the perfect franchise opportunity to meet your passion and financial resources. If you're a young entrepreneur looking to find that modest seed you can nurture into a lifetime of wealth, we'll help you find it. If you're a seasoned business pro ready to go big time on your own, we'll work big time to help you find it. Call today and get a free guide revealing the top secrets to starting a franchise. It's yours free with our compliments. Love what you do. Let us help. Give us a call today and get your guide to the top secrets to starting a franchise free as our gift to your entrepreneurial spirit. Call 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939. 1-800-922-6939.
Makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search.
Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit SearchDogFoundation.org. Made possible by SearchDog USA.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Time.
9:54, 54 minutes after 9 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Isolated thunderstorms high today, 82. 10% chance of that happening. I want to go back to this guy, Steve. And I was talking to John Turk off the air about this. Okay? I'm not a college economics professor. But I fail to understand, Steve, and you know, you want to call me back, fine, but I fail to understand, nor do I fail to understand how any of the rest of people who feel like you do, how you can understand or get the idea that if employers, if companies start paying more in wages because they become unionized or they do it with legal United States citizens, that somehow out of the goodness of their hearts, they're going to eat that, they're going to eat that price increase. How do you articulate that? How come that doesn't make sense to you? You know, a good example would be this. There are a lot of illegal aliens working in the construction business. We know that. They're working in home construction. We know that, too. Okay, let's get rid of all of them. And let's hire nothing but union labor, which is fine. Now, do you think that the price of building a home here along the Front Range, do you think the price is going to go up, Steve, or do you think it's going to go down? Do you think that the builder is going to eat the cost of that, or do you think they're going to pass it on to you, the consumer? Which do you think it would be, Steve? Or how about this? How about if we used only unionized 100% legal labor to work in the agricultural section or at a restaurant or any place else you can think of? Do you think that the owner of the restaurant, do you think that the packers, do you think that the growers, do you think that they're going to eat the cost of that, or do you think they're going to pass that on to somebody else? Do you think they're going to pass it on? They're going to pass it on. If you're prepared to accept those consequences, then that's fine. State so. But don't pretend that this isn't going to happen. And my final example would be, you're going to buy a new car. You'll see that they charge you for the transportation of the vehicle to the lot. Now, if the cost of fuel goes up and the transportation charges go up, do you think that they're going to, A, eat that cost? Do you think that the car manufacturer is going to eat it? Do you think that the trucking company is going to eat it? Do you think that the dealership is going to eat it? Or are they going to turn around and they're going to pass it on to you? Well, I got news for you. They're going to pass it on to you. You know what? That's simple. That doesn't take any degree of brain power to figure that out. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box. But I get that. And all I'm saying is that you have to be prepared for the consequences. If you're prepared for the consequences, then that's fine. Illegal immigration is not right. Breaking the law is not right. But taking people and demonizing them as a way to take out your frustration about the whole situation, that's not right either. And there's a ton of misinformation out there. Lou Dobbs has been caught repeatedly lying about this, including the leprosy charge. And then, there's a charge about how many Americans die at the hands of illegal immigrants every single day. But if you go to the Justice Department, okay, you won't find those figures because they don't exist and they're wrong. That's all I'm talking about. And I don't think it takes Einstein to figure this stuff out. Let's fix the problem and stop.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1362. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1362. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1362. 1-800-